What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
What you thought? Tell me what you thought. What you thinking? What you
bye, E.
Got it.
Now you just
two.
Told us.
Gemini.
Yeah.
Two.
Today.
Two. Binary.
Today, my grandma was like, "Is the guy with the funny name gonna be there?"
Yeah.
Talking about
body. Yeah.
Fucked up.
Bipolar, bisexual, bi whatever.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes
body's hand.
Oh, there you go. Both of them.
Both
heard you. And bidextrous. Heard you.
Yeah. You I don't even know what that means. That shit sound crazy.
Yeah. Being able to write with both hands. I don't like both anything though, just a case.
Ain't that ampy?
No, ambidextrous.
Yeah, you said bidextrous.
And bidextrous.
Oh.
B-I, ambidextrous.
I didn't hear the am part.
There you go.
I got you. Anyway, welcome back to What You Thought, the funniest podcast on the planet. I'm Darnell.
Express is moving.
That's Pop. He tried to touch people in other places. If you missed that part.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not.
Freak.
I just repeated what you said.
Freak.
I just repeated what you said.
Freak. No, the other part. I don't even know that part, son.
Oh, man. Before you get started, December 20th, that's next Saturday. Make sure you catch us Rodney's Comedy Club, Talon Harris Jr., Peter Day Abreu, Reg Thomas, another Haitian Reg, a funny Haitian Reg. Yeah, he's probably Haitian, not this one.
I met him recently.
You did?
Yeah, but it was like, I met him mad times. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, funny, right? Yeah.
Love.
Funny.
Yeah.
Ayana Dookie, too.
Ayana Dookie's in the building and Eagle Wit.
Why she show love to some other nigga Reg, not you? That's crazy. You don't feel some kind of way?
Like, why you want me to be mad so bad?
I don't want you to feel mad. Right. You know what I'm saying? Look, I want you to feel played. I want to make sure. I want to defend you.
I'm in a good mood,
Haitian,
man.
But he's the most popular Reg, though. Yeah. For sure.
Nah, I mean, you see how she lit up for the other.
Because I recognize somebody's name. I got excited.
Other Reg. Yeah. Not this Reg.
I love Reg.
No. Come on, son.
This is my number one Reg.
Yeah, no, don't. Come on.
Appreciate it.
You feel me? Now we just adding shit and saying things. You know what I mean? Yeah, no. Don't try to patronize my dog. Try to patronize
my
dog.
What's going on?
Nah, you're right. You're right. We must ask that way.
And we got Tiff in the building from Milkshake.
You heard?
Hey, what's up, bro? Shout out to Milkshake.
That's a fact.
And Tiff just did her short.
That you didn't watch.
Damn.
I actually.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I actually played it on Mad Things.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I did watch the part one because you split it into two.
Yeah, this Tiff shit right here.
On the projector.
I played it mad places.
Mad
nigga said, hold on, this Tiff shit right here. Hold on.
Crazy legs.
Nah,
up.
Yeah.
Just socks and a t-shirt.
It's not a porn. Don't cheapen her work. But
lessen her work. That shit is cinema. My son let off. Oh, this is cinema.
Oh, stop.
Let's go in deeper. Yo, get the fuck out of here, right?
I give this five.
$5.
Five.
Get out of here, right?
Niggas gonna watch this episode like, wait, but what he called it though?
What was the name of it though?
Yeah, but what was it called?
Yeah, what's the riddle though?
What's the riddle?
You have to know.
But crazy that you didn't watch it.
Please watch it and keep your hands to yourself.
Borrow time. I'm going to be responding to every comment on this episode with the link, so make sure y'all tap in. Make sure y'all like the video for them, please.
Yeah. And Tiffany wrote and directed and shot it, so that's dope. Yes.
Oh, no, that's dope.
Yes. Why you don't say nothing?
Yeah, that's dope.
Well, I don't know.
We would have came through.
Yeah.
We would have went.
I mean, I was only posted it in my story, my
page. But you blackballed. You blackballed.
Bad times.
But you blackballed. We don't see your stuff.
Yeah, you're supposed to say something.
Yeah.
Or at least Reg say something to us.
I mean, he knew.
Yeah. And still ain't pull up.
He said he was trying to get y'all to come. He was like, I'm trying to get dudes to buy tickets.
Man, let's jump him.
That's wild.
Man, that's crazy.
Hold on.
We just found out about it as you said.
I tell Pop about stuff all the time.
You ain't tell us nothing about
it. You wasn't pulling up.
So hold on.
I didn't tell you. I didn't talk to you about it. You don't go anywhere.
You hear the truth?
I was just at Pillars.
He go to everything you ask him to do.
Back.
He go to everything.
Every one of them.
Every single thing you ask him to do, he go. Lunch dates, you know dinner dates, walks in the park.
That doesn't happen.
Well, no, skipping the shit on the beach. That nigga's always go.
I'll take full accountability there.
That's not even fair to blame
I didn't invite people, but I invited people that are Jersey people.
I actually know in real life. More than you do, nigga. So I would have went.
That's crazy.
So then why didn't you go?
But I'm happy you don't be a Jersey person.
You didn't tell me.
You just said you know more than me.
Relax.
So you should be aware.
We're literally scaring the hoes. Like, it's loud, right? So let's bring it down, please.
I'm sorry.
All right.
So Amal! We need you in here.
We're literally scaring the hoes. What I'm saying is, listen to me, my nigga. I actually know her in real life, right?
Yeah. So you should have been aware then.
If you would have told me, I would have went. But you didn't. You told her. You lied to her face telling her that you told me.
I invited people.
No, but you just said you told me.
I invited like
told
a watch party.
You told her. You told me.
I invited.
Can we get a watch party?
She had a watch party in Jersey.
I had a viewing. That's I had a screening already in Jersey, and then I already released it on the social. So
okay.
That's so crazy.
If y'all could just run that up for me, I mean, it would really beat me.
Say less.
Yeah.
Say less.
Yeah, put that shit in the comments or something, so they can find it.
And I've been promoting it.
And where
on what? On what?
I just bought it up.
You did. Where can we find
you? You put Scarface 17 times a week.
I've been promoting it for the last 3 months.
At cinema.
And you can win. He put that nigga, that little black nigga every week.
I reposted Tiff.
Yeah.
It was in my stories.
Word, but who see your stories? Them 17 people.
You. You one of the 17.
I know, but yeah, I'm mad loyal, my nigga. I push like on everything you post. I'm a loyal nigga. It's that same bullshit every week, anime and stuff. I push like.
There'll be some anime in there.
I do it every week. I just push like.
You be watching K-pop?
Yeah.
No. My daughter loves it.
So that's more like younger. So what do the grown-ups watch?
No, it's just regular anime.
B-pop.
So everybody can watch the same. It's like very clean.
Nothing pop.
It's C-pop.
There's no regular anime. Anime's not a regular thing.
No, it's just like there's anime and then K-pop, I think, is the music. And then there's like a fusion of them, but my daughter's into all that stuff. I've never watched that. But my kids watched it. I've seen, I think everybody's watched Dragon Ball Z. Like, so that's an anime. Then never mind.
I heard of that when I was growing up.
That's crazy.
With an attitude.
Dragon Ball.
How?
Pokemon.
Dragon Balls. Pokemon. No, I don't watch Pokemon. I'm trying to think of something. There's an anime called Bleach that I've watched. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do they have like adult concepts?
Nah, ain't nobody.
Yeah, it's pretty adult.
What's crazy is that's not true. It's a huge market for that. I just don't know enough to say anything about it. So I'm gonna let y'all finish my fault.
It's valid.
No,
it's a lot of killing, and some of them.
Yeah.
It's
I don't really watch.
Y'all got a lot in common.
Yeah, cartoons.
Mad killing.
Yeah, cartoons.
Crazy. But I mean, it's animated.
Okay,
so I'll say like outside of anime, like I've watched a lot of like Disney movies with my kids and shit. And initially, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to see this. But some of them are actually really interesting and like relatively decent movies.
I would only do it with the kids, though.
Yeah.
With the kids. I don't want to watch no.
But it's like, but I'm not saying it for agreement. I'm saying it because that's what.
Yeah.
That's a knock.
Like, that's a reason. That's a fucking knock.
Yeah, that's a knock.
But there's some anime movies that, like, I feel like are better than live-action movies.
Her. Mm. We don't agree, but I don't have enough information to say that.
Yeah.
Don't respect my opinion. That's just my opinion. I ain't watching.
Everybody got opinion.
Word. Animation Bieber, porn and all that, Bieber. Too? Just whatever.
That's cool
animation
now.
Porn.
Justin
Bieber. I don't
think that's interesting.
Oh, I'd say Justin Timberlake.
You're so weirdo.
But I'm older.
You're so weirdo. Nigga getting right playing with the, you know what I mean? To Dragon Ball Z?
Hey, if he cracking it.
With that big old wolf, was he playing with that? you are wilding. Nah, you are wilding. Come on now. Come on. What's next?
Holy shit. We got Amar, AKA John, thank you. How we spin the building.
You heard?
What's going on?
Hey, Amar.
My son ready for full combat today. I feel safe, man. You know what I mean? I feel safe, my nigga. There's a blade in the bottom of the vein. You step on it and come out. I feel seen. You know what I mean?
Word.
We got Joanne, aka HR.
You heard?
By Eve, aka Grown Man Shift.
You heard? Yep.
We got an appearance from Brad, aka DJ Physics.
Yeah, my boy.
Guest appearance.
Physics is back.
Yeah. He low.
And Mr. Nasty Man himself.
The big dog.
Building.
Derek told me to tell your niggas, he said, what's up?
Word?
Nah.
Nah, you probably not.
Nah.
Nah. He did say we look gray, though.
Yeah, right? Niggas is gray. Mm.
But I found out why.
Niggas got to spray the screen.
You got to clean the lenses.
Alcohol wipes. That's it.
Derek was like, yo, there's mad fingerprints in here.
Yeah. The host has been asking me, why am I so gray on the screen? It's a fact.
The who been asking you?
The people have been saying that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. People have asked me, why are you so gray on that show?
On that show?
That's the dirt from Reggie's hands, baby.
The filth from what be happening in that next room.
Oh.
We can move along.
Woo. You be in the next room with Tiff. Like, nothing happened. We record. Not like that. Not like that.
Throw the flag.
Ooh, you hey, look, the butt.
Not like
hey,
that. I'm
on.
Saying we shoot milkshake next
when
door.
I was, when I was in the next room,
that's what they call it.
The candle was burnt down a little bit. I was like, nigga, how could you light candles?
Wait, that was the candle that
she
I lit.
Wait, wait, blew that shit right out.
The candle.
What you was the candle. To do?
Wait.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was the candle that I lit because they said that would not light.
Why was it lit in the other room?
Because I moved it to the other room because it looked nicer on the sweat.
Y'all set the mood.
Y'all said it wouldn't burn. I lit it here in front of you.
Yo, they came in and was like, "Hold, Rez, what you got going on? Flip, throw the lights on.
It wasn't
the jackets back on.
It wasn't
wait, Rez.
It wasn't lit when you were in there.
Oh, so you lit it in front of her face?
It was never.
It was like
got
burnt down.
In there, Rez.
Burnt down to the bottom.
Yeah.
The rumpin' chop. Rumpin' chop.
Yo.
Why
the stomping grounds.
Why
Rumpin'
chop is
sex room.
Rumpin' chop is crazy.
It, wow.
We shoot milkshake in there.
Yeah.
One, I only lit the candle because you told me it wouldn't burn.
Yeah. Don't blame that on me.
Yes. Well, I'm blaming
now
you.
Now be on a documentary it, like, yes. He did only do that because of me. I didn't know he was going to take that.
I mean, that is a little ass candle, though.
It's a nice candle.
Just said Reg got a little candle.
A little candle ass.
No, I'm saying, like, for it ain't gonna light up a whole room. Ain't gonna...
Oh, the looking
nice
looking rod. My son, looking rod.
Nice
she cannot call you looking link on here like that. Hell nah, Reg. Fight back.
She's talking about a literal candle.
She said you have the little wick. They called you.
Wow.
That was crazy, my nigga. Licking wick.
John Smith.
Just a
birthday cake candle.
Oh, what's that?
No, I'm saying the birthday cake candle.
She did the Hawaii Iota. That was crazy. Yo, come on, man. I feel uncomfortable. Y'all bugging on my boy. We just turned this shit on.
She's talking about a literal candle.
That was cool. All right.
That's crazy.
We can move along. My fault. Oh, I'm sorry, Reg.
all right, let's try to get some. Go back to
what
some
the
regular
fuck
shit.
Is
that's some decorum in this shit.
That's the
decorum.
Jesus Christ.
Marlon and 50 going back and forth. Marlon basically tried
Mad
to say
funny.
50, that it's like when it's your turn with karma, basically. He's like, he may have already had his karma because he got shot 9 times, whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
He's basically trying to stand up for Puff without standing up for him.
Yeah, that looks crazy.
And then 50 ain't like that.
I don't think it's without standing up for him. He's definitely been like, nah, I've been to Mad Diddy parties. Diddy's my boy.
At one point, he was saying he had it, but then it was another clip of him saying, I've been doing this shit for 15 years.
Yeah.
Wilding with
yeah. No, he said
he didn't see any of it.
He'd been to the parties.
Yeah.
But he was like, I've never been to
He just leave
that.
Early.
And then 50 posted the picture of him with the half rainbow mask.
Yeah, 50 violated.
But then he posted 50.
The AI.
It was AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that shit fake, right?
Yeah.
Like the bathtub pick is crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, or the hot tub or whatever, them niggas is really like soft nothing, sweet nothings and shit.
But it's crazy how good AI is.
Yeah, it looks
wild. Some AI
fire.
Some AI
fire. Again, it's becoming problematic.
Very. Because I was like, there's just no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
He was saying like it was like a narrative. Like sometimes there's a narrative and people try to push it. But is it a narrative if there's facts and evidence? Is that still a narrative?
Yeah, I don't think it's a narrative.
Facts and evidence of?
Of everything in the case, like in the documentary.
With Puffy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but hold on. You got to charge him for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem is y'all seeking for extra time by putting other shit on it that you just think might have happened. If you can't prove it, we don't know. We can prove he hurt that girl, right? Mm-hmm. He dragged her, kicked her, did all of that. Charge him for that. Mm-hmm. Roof him, too. Give him as much, the max. Mm-hmm. But we can't say, like, the little rod and all these other things. Like, you laying down with a nigga, man. Pause, right?
Recently, Game said he's the best rapper on the West Coast.
No. He is. What you mean? No, he is.
Him. Currently? That's not, well, of the, all time?
Of all time?
No.
He's the best all-time rapper.
What about Kendrick?
He's
Kendrick.
The best
what about
rapper.
Snoop?
No.
What?
Kendrick?
Wait, so.
Snoop has the best album.
So,
is this going by sales or what? Like, what's
the. You think Game is a better rapper than Kendrick Lamar?
Game was just talking about.
I believe so. Not lyrics. Not lyrically. So he's a better rapper. I like more Game songs.
You like his music. Like,
I like more Game songs.
Like,
not even just the flow. He can rap too. But I feel like Kendrick is like on some weird shit. Like, he can write. Mm. He's kind of poetic or whatever. I guess his lyrics are better at some points, right? Mm-hmm. Like on some Black Thought shit. Mm. You don't listen to a lot of Black Thought. Name two Black Thought songs.
You Got Me.
See what I'm saying?
Don't Say Nothing.
Baby, you know that. You got me. That's Erykah Badu, first of all. And you don't even know what you're saying. What?
Things Fall Apart.
So name two songs with Black Thought by itself.
I mean, Black
Don't
Thought
Say Nothing is a Black Thought song. Right?
Name two songs with Black Thought by itself. No, you didn't. That's Erykah Badu.
That's Erykah Badu. On
no,
hook.
That's okay. That's his song.
Okay, it's Erykah Badu. Just so name a song. He has mad albums without the fat nigga, right?
No, but all of the songs.
Yes. So name two songs. Why are we still talking? Just saying. Name the songs.
Two songs.
Name the songs.
I gave you two root songs.
All right. Name Black Thought songs. He has his own albums.
Black Thought is the head singer.
Heard you.
For the
he has his own albums by himself. Name two songs. You don't know them. So what I'm saying is, we can't listen to these niggas about this type of shit.
I just gave you some.
Nigga, you're asking me right now.
I said about Chris Brown albums, and they got mad at it.
Yeah, but I mean.
So how do you gauge the best rapper?
I think, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's all subjective. It's all opinion-based.
It has to be gun busting in the song.
No.
It has to be several references of narcotics. Yeah.
Narcotics.
Niggas get stabbed in the face.
Narcotics is mad.
Yo, he's mad unfair. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Riveting.
That's not fair.
They're making you a criminal. This is what?
Yeah, it's not fair.
Painery. Stabbed him in the eye.
I would prefer some painery. Just because it's more relatable, right? And it's more like it's more reminiscent of something I can identify with.
Yeah, right. Murder.
No, yeah. I'm not saying. No.
It makes you feel at home.
Murder, death,
it's like
kill,
a warming
sensation.
That's the
right there. Murder, death, kill, queer.
No, I'm just
you
saying, man.
This nigga go to sleep.
Doggy Style's the best album. Pause. Right. Doggy Style's the best West Coast album. Snoop doesn't rap better than either one of these niggas.
No.
See what I'm saying?
Snoop makes great songs.
But Kendrick's
songs.
A better rapper than Game.
Better rapper.
So there has to be requirements and criteria in order to. He's right. You can't just say, huh?
Somebody's the best, man.
Nah.
For me, it's Doggy Style don't really have a skip. It's between Kendrick and Game, and that's a coin flip.
Nah. It's not true. Because
then you got absolutely.
It is.
Because are we talking just
dudes?
Lyrics, like lyrically, like a freestyle type shit, like the essence of hip hop and rap shit.
Then, then you gotta go Daylight.
Are you talking
what about Ice Cube?
Actual,
come on,
no.
But are you talking actual artists like makes a good album, makes good music?
America's Most Wanted is a great album, but I'm sorry.
See what I'm saying?
Are you talking actual artists like makes a good album, makes good music, makes a good song?
It is.
Yeah, you could.
Then you have to say Pac.
He's not.
Pac is from Baltimore.
He's not from West Coast.
Nigga,
Pac is technically a West Coast artist.
The Wire.
Nah, he's not.
He made California Love.
No, why not? I know he was born in New York, but
he's a West Coast artist. He's a West Coast
from Brooklyn.
You consider Pac a West Coast artist?
Everybody considers Pac a West Coast artist.
No.
So Game.
I would consider him a West Coast artist as well.
I have to draw the line.
Recency bias, man. Everybody loves Nipsey. I hear you.
I like maybe a handful of
games. I'll say I would prefer Game over Nipsey. Game's a great rapper. No one's saying that. I'm saying Kendrick is better than him.
Everybody like Nipsey, and I understand that, but his time was cut short, and that's what makes niggas have this crazy love.
People who got on to got wind of.
Yeah.
He had a following. Like
he always did.
But the Game just get a bad deal or something?
No, I think Game.
I think people don't like Game.
It's not his music. He's right.
It's him.
It's Game. It's the shit he be doing outside
he's
of the record.
He's a rapper, but they don't like him.
Yes. Yeah, that's a fact.
I agree.
It makes people split because they don't want to admit they like the nigga because of him.
His personality.
Musically, he's great. It's just the niggas don't like Game. He always saying some dumb shit, always in the middle of some stupid shit, controversy. Like, it's just dumb shit.
And that new album is really good.
I think if he just rapped and just focused on music,
that's why.
He'd be higher up.
You're being biased because you ain't like one project.
No. I said I haven't listened to an album since then.
And you didn't like it.
I didn't like a lot of them, though.
Oh,
but documentary.
That's why.
But after that, I wasn't really messing with them.
No artist since 1993.
That's not true.
All of the music you listen to is between this.
Victory Lap or Dedication? Not Dedication, a documentary.
I got a documentary.
Documentary. I like Victory Lap dedication.
I like Victory Lap a lot.
Yeah, I like Nipsey, but yeah. Game got it. My
like, name. I go back and listen to Victory Lap more than I go listen.
I listen to some songs off Victory Lap. I don't listen to it start to finish. But I like, listen to Documentary.
Documentary was when he was still with G-Unit, though, right?
I can listen to that start to finish.
So, like, would you consider that, like, a West Coast album? Because that was, like,
it's definitely a West Coast album.
It's always a West Coast
album. Dre produced all of it?
It's always a West Coast album, my nigga. Like, they have their own legitimate sound. Yeah. This new that album, shit is retarded. Yeah. Come on, son.
This new album is really
shit. Fuck the whole club up. Everybody bleeding and shit. It's a good joint, man.
I still prefer Kendrick to the Game.
No.
Like antics aside, if we're not talking antics, like lyrically, and we're still like not just lyrics, but in terms of flow and everything else, Kendrick's a better rapper to me.
Nah.
I agree.
I agree
with what you said about the lyrics. Yeah. But it don't sound good. The way Kendrick raps is very annoying.
I like Kendrick too.
It's annoying. Sounds like a bee.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes.
Sounds like an insect.
He's like the Black Eminem.
He sounds like an insect.
I'm not. Think about it though. In terms of vocal inflections.
Yeah, his voice is mad annoying.
But you can understand Eminem too. Vocal inflections, like the whole thing. Yeah.
How long you listen to Kendrick before you turn this shit off?
I've listened to straight throughs. Straight throughs.
My fault. Everybody different.
You said a timer. Like,
I can listen to Kendrick, but I don't like. Yeah. It's not like I gotta listen to this Kendrick album all the time.
Ab Soul and them niggas is even on lyricism. No, with Kendrick on lyricism, he's up there too.
Ab really rap.
Yeah,
but I don't
Ab's like rapper.
And I would prefer to listen to J-Rock out of them.
He can really rap too.
He rap better than them, but I prefer his music.
It's more sound more about
gun busting.
Correct. No, I ain't say all that. See? And Schoolboy is my favorite out of them. Out of their music. Schoolboy Q is my favorite out of all of them. Music.
Yeah, he can rap.
But if you're talking about strictly lyricism, Daylight beats everybody.
But Daylight
is a battle rapper. And he's a freak.
I don't know much about.
He's a freak. Ain't nothing to know about. Antics. He's a freak. Weird nigga, right? However, if we're speaking about, like, I don't know why we even have to introduce that, right? If we're speaking.
How do you know that?
He's a battle rapper. He wilds out on stage.
What he be doing?
Doing whatever he want.
Did he say he?
Yeah. Yeah, and he said he was with your boy.
Yeah.
He said he laid with Diddy before. In a, you know what I mean?
Way back before
like
Trendy.
15 years ago, before other niggas.
Oh, he did it before at school.
Yeah.
He was laying with niggas. So he voluntarily.
He opened the door for niggas.
I hate it.
Yeah.
He was a pioneer.
Yeah, he was a pioneer.
Opening the doors.
Penile pioneer. Pause. That's wild. Mm. But, yeah. If you have to have some type of criteria to have those conversations and arguments, if you really wanted to debate it, but you have to start with like best album or whatever, or if you're going lyricism, because then that negates Snoop, but he does have the best album. To me, he has the best album, but lyricism, one, two, three. This is real. He wrote that down.
But back then.
No, but he wrote it down.
But
he wrote it down.
You got to remember, shit was
different
back
then. He wrote it down in a composition book.
He said that. He didn't write that.
Three into the four. In cursive.
He don't know. I don't think he wrote that down.
No, he wrote that. Snoop, Doggy Dogg, and Dr. Dre is that
super fire.
We all said that.
He rolled the R.
Ready to make an entrance.
Like he wowed out.
That shit was fire.
I'm about to bust like a bubble.
Yeah.
Give me the.
That's West Coast style.
That's
original.
Remember the whole shit.
Nah, that's not true.
That's original West Coast style.
The sound is from DJ Quick, right? It's not the lyrics didn't have to be that dumbed down and watered down.
The sound is from DJ Quick. Even like an Ice Cube, his lyrics wasn't out of this fucking world, but it had that smooth flow to it. Like
yeah, but it's not about the smoothness of the flow. It's about the.
The sound and the beats.
Elementary school lyrics. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind
ready to make
stuff.
An instrument, still back on up. Like, we don't need it, but it's so
rip
fire.
Shit up.
It's genius.
Yes,
think about it.
Huh?
It's genius.
Okay.
Because now, 30 years later, we can
all remember. It's easy for you to remember. That's a fact.
Nobody can spit the whole Kendrick verse.
You never forget it.
It's a fact.
Nobody can spit the whole Game verse because it's too much.
Joints, I can't.
Yes.
One of the best records he got, I can't.
And you're a fan of his.
Yeah. But Snoop, that's what I'm saying. It's very elementary, but it's dog. All classics. That whole first album.
Yes.
All classics.
Hey, guys, most of the time when niggas talk about like West Coast rap, they mostly focus on L.A. Like, niggas don't talk about
Philly.
The Bay.
The Bay Area.
Technically, Snoop from Long Beach, though. He's from Long Beach.
Yeah, but that's that's 20 minutes?
Yeah, all in the same vicinity. Kendrick is from Compton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the Bay Area is a whole different thing, though.
The Bay Area is San Diego.
E-40. Yeah. Like, you know, they be crumping.
San Francisco.
San Fran.
Yeah.
Word.
It's like Oakland, I think.
Marshawn Lynch is from San Francisco? Nigga, mad tough.
Oakland. He's Oakland.
Oakland. Oakland. Yeah. I was about to say, Oakland's don't ever disrespect my son. Yeah. Lillard? Yeah. Nah, Oakland is different. It's hours away. Yes, hours away. From L.A.
L.A. is South California.
Because like San Francisco and Oakland are literally across the water.
I know, but what I'm saying is don't say my son is from San Francisco. Oh, he's wild tough.
Yeah, San Francisco is 4 hours away from L.A.
No, but he's not from L.A. He's from Oakland. It's just dumb close. The Bay Area is that. It's both of them.
Long, that's why I said Snoop is Long Beach.
Yeah, but Long Beach is L.A.
Right, that's so
Long Beach.
It's like East New York and Williamsburg.
It's the same. Like, it's the same distance.
San Francisco's Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And it's a
safer option.
Okay.
Yeah.
But salute the game again. He's a really good rapper.
Who you say, who's the best West Coast rapper? So embody everything. Lyricism.
West Coast.
Who else is in the West Coast? Nick? That's Texas. Houston. It's going down. It's going down.
That's the
South. The South got something to say.
Yeah. Yo, you're really Puerto Rican, man. Yeah. Go ahead, man. Keep going. Really Puerto Rican. Game, nigga.
You got to say Pac. They're not
trying. Pac is from Brooklyn.
I don't count
Relax.
Pac. No, man, you can't.
Yo, dude, we got
to
take back our power, my nigga.
Game and Kendrick, who's the better rapper?
You got to give him something.
Yeah, but who's the best rapper? Like not you like the documentary more than any Kendrick album. No?
You like Kendrick.
Oh, the shit with the purple van on the front. You love that shit. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is probably cool. Better than the documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, man.
Huh?
Good Kid,
M.A.A.D City better than Victory.
I think Victory is under all of them for me. I hate to say that.
I mean, Victory Lap is up there.
Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is better than Victory Lap. I think Victory Lap benefited to a lot of build up because he died.
But even before he died, Victory Lap.
No, it's a great album, but like.
I
understand. I'm saying it's a great album,
but
it was.
It's the
it was
truth, my nigga.
Like
true.
After
Nipsey,
the death is when
most
it got people were introduced
crazy.
To Nipsey
truth.
After he
truth,
died.
My nigga.
No. It was crazy before that, but it's not that. Victory Lap is
the
good
album.
Now.
Yeah.
It was like people saying
bro,
it was.
I know. I love Victory Lap.
I understand that.
Yes. There's a
afterwards.
Level of like mysticism
and reverence
and legends and
niggas
shit.
Like,
yeah, that's everybody.
It's more so
yes.
Because of what he
like
did.
Like Pop too.
Yeah.
The whole thing though. Like the whole catalog and everything.
Yeah.
You about to light the weed in here?
I was like, what's that?
You just lit the weed. Oh, I was about to say, what? Niggas wildin'. All right, but yeah. I said game. Y'all say Kendrick.
I got game.
Cool. Oh, you said game too? You said game too, right?
No, I said game. And I go by catalog, not just best album. You keep bringing up Doggy Style, which is a great album. Now bring
that's
up
just one.
I know. Now bring up the rest of Snoop's album.
That's
he
what I'm saying.
30 years.
But hold on. That's why I said it's one. Yeah. So I said that negates Snoop because he only got one banger.
I would agree.
Snoop Lion and all that other shit don't matter.
He's had consistent hits.
Nah.
Don't do that, though.
He has singles.
Yeah.
Singles.
Yeah.
We don't need Beautiful. I'm not listening to that. I'm saying rap.
Who's not listening to that?
Me.
I'm like, you
what was that black and white video he did?
Me.
Name another Snoop album.
That's the album. I'm talking about singles.
Mom, drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, drop it like it's hot. That's a single.
That's an album, though.
That's the Neptunes. We can make a single with them.
That's
not fair.
That's a fact.
We would make a banger with
this catalog. To me, ain't the strongest. I like Snoop. His catalog is not the strongest.
Oh, you ain't
like
that RNG album?
rhythm and what?
Gospel? Gangster.
Rhythm and gospel.
Yeah, because
he did a gospel album. He did a reggae album.
Not fuck with Snoop. That's my son, but it's what it is, man. Game.
Oh, that was a bad song.
What?
Snoop's up, Sajay. Remember that?
I don't remember
the
that.
Second album.
I don't remember that.
Dope, Snoop's a
nah, I don't remember bad. That. Yeah, I
don't
remember
yeah.
That.
I mean,
the joint that he released recently.
It was a rubble double. 5 minutes it lasted. I'm cool, my nigga.
It wasn't bad.
You know what I'm thinking about now that y'all talking about this? Are there any, let me Google though, women rappers from the West Coast?
Yeah.
Lady of Rage.
That's who I'm.
Yeah, Lady of Rage.
Who else?
I know Saweetie is from the West Coast too.
She's from the Bay.
There's this white girl, I forget, who used to rap from the West Coast.
Oh, there's a white bitch from
West Coast.
Nah, what?
From Ridiculous.
Dang, we need more women rappers.
Shout out to my son, Rob Dyrdek, you heard?
Rich,
but nah, we ain't talking about the white joint from, like, Washington or some shit.
Yeah.
She was a rapper. But yeah, nah, she don't really count.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They had Yo-Yo. You ever heard of Yo-Yo?
Yeah, I remember Yo-Yo.
The Conscious Daughters.
Where was
Sugar T and Clean Cut Kid?
Kingpin?
Where was Queen Pen?
Queen Pen's from Queens or some shit, right?
Nah.
Party ain't
she was
a party.
Like, she had an East Coast sound.
Right, yeah.
I think she's from D.C. or something.
The party ain't a party till it's ran all through. She and she from over here.
J.J. Fad.
What's up, man?
Oh, she's from Brooklyn.
I got you too.
Told you. I knew she was from. Told you. I thought it was Queens.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah,
but they found it out.
That's really, crazy, though.
Really Dej Loaf had a little run, son. That was my nigga.
She's from Detroit.
Detroit, right?
She had
Dej Loaf makes good music.
She does.
There's
she
did not get enough credit. She makes women good rappers, music. But I'm wondering now that y'all talking about the West Coast, I'm like, damn.
The best woman rapper right now to me is Lady...
London?
Lady London.
Lady London can rap.
She's wild talented. She's
I think she should be more like
OD.
Mainstream. You know? Yeah.
Very much so.
For sure. Yeah.
She's the best to me right now.
I think she'll make
I still think Cardi got it.
I think it's because
I love Cardi.
She don't rap better. Like, stop.
Lady London
no,
make
I'm
pussy rap.
I prefer.
She don't make pussy rap.
She does, yeah. though. She does. She intertwines.
That's intellectual.
Yeah, that's
yes,
a woman.
It's classy, though. Yeah, yeah.
She it is gotta classy. Make that ratchet shit.
It is classy, but I mean, it's sexual enough to get her over for sure.
I never hear Lady London when I go outside.
No,
no, you're not going to.
That comes down to the preference, though.
But she don't have songs. Like, actual her
she got,
song,
like, social
her
media
own
stuff.
Music.
Yeah.
You feel me? She's rapping. She's taking niggas' beats and shit. Pause. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
She can rap, rap, nah, but that she'll make pussy rap.
I'm saying
she has an album.
She got a it's a
musically.
Zodiac.
She got what? Something on Tubi, I think
a what?
Too.
What?
Like a
what type
like
of album is that?
Special
like
or something?
She embodied the astrological signs. Mm-hmm. Basically, gave them personalities and then made songs.
And now I'm never gonna listen.
So she has an album.
She has an album.
Because he was like a Zodiac album. I
not, know,
like
not knowing what that was.
But I'm saying,
not enough weed in there yet.
In terms of preference, I would rather listen to that.
What's the
there are people that would be like, oh, Dolce is
yeah,
more
I never knew
lyrical.
What she like.
Yeah.
But I never listened
nah,
to that.
She's nah, tiny,
Dolce
though.
Fire.
She's tiny.
Dolce, I can't listen to that.
Dolce's album was good.
Yeah, Dolce
I can't
really
listen
rap.
To that.
What is it? Alligator
like
Bites the Hill?
Mona Leo can rap.
I never heard her. And all the Philly joints, it's not even fair.
I hear a woman named Dreezy.
Never heard
her.
I heard that's fire.
She has
I actually haven't
admitted, but she's good.
Lady London, she's the best for me.
Man, what was?
What about Lil Mama?
Soul, the name of the album.
She from New
Soul.
York. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Lola
Brooke.
Lola Brooke. Yeah, I like her sound.
Her voice is mad strong
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I fuck with her.
Yeah,
it's a lot of talented women.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of talented women right now.
Samara Sin.
Remember that.
You know Samara Sin?
Yeah, I do know
Samara can rap.
She can really rap too.
She ain't fucking
again, she don't make that type of music.
Nah,
she
don't though, man.
But you don't have to make that kind of music anymore.
There's a pocket for that. That's a fact. You're right,
you
son.
You don't have to. But it does
I'm from
mimic.
Outer space. I got this. I've
never heard that again, though.
What you mean? I've listened to the album mad times.
You bugging. She's out here.
Remember when you came and you was like, yo, what are you?
Hold up. What's out of here?
No, she's out here. Like, niggas, there's a pocket for her. You don't hear it in the brunch with your brunch boots, nigga, because you're listening to pussy music.
Yes.
That's a fact. But that's what's getting more airplay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But there's a pocket for them. They chillin'.
There's a pocket for everybody.
Yeah, but there's a pocket for them.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to make the type of music anymore.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but if you want to blow,
that's what we're talking about.
If you want to blow, fuck the
East Coast. The East Coast version of Dolce is, what's the name?
It's something totally different now. Because you can just get your fan base and be successful.
Market directly to them.
Yeah. 100%.
Correct.
Yeah,
you don't need
to
the machine to
correct.
Be to blow.
Scarlett, she don't rap pussy music.
At all.
Yeah. Well, BK the Ruler.
Up either, though.
But I know, but she still has her pocket. She's
BK the Ruler.
She's making money
like
directly from her fans.
Successful. What, let's all, what is
when
success
you don't
got
to work or struggle and you sell your music direct to your consumer.
You are making a living off of your passion.
Nah,
that
nah,
is
nah.
Which we would not know because a lot of people they going to get on social media. You're going to think it's one thing, but it's going to be something else
be
in real life.
But how do you pay your bills?
Rappers,
no.
Like,
well,
you
outside of appearances,
your
though, if you're living off of your passion,
you're successful. You can't fake your bills being
paid. There's different levels.
The lights turn on in your house and you're eating every morning.
We ain't in your house.
We're not in their house.
We don't know.
So the lights just dark in there, my nigga?
We don't know.
Amar, you're asking what is success, not as what the optics or the perception of success is.
Yeah.
Outside of what people think, if you can earn enough to make a living off of your passion, then you're successful.
So that's your definition. Now, you sat down with Wale, or at least your platform did, and he's on many, many platforms saying that's not success. He want to be the best rapper. He want to be this. I put out his songs.
That's personal.
And that's what I'm saying.
No.
So in this room, what are we calling
but
success?
What I'm saying is
he would disagree with you.
What I'm saying is
and the lights turn on, Pop,
because success could also be like a moving target. Because he's already, because at a point where he's at right now, was success for him.
I agree with that too.
Right?
That's fair.
So now that he's already successfully gotten there, like niggas create new goals. There was
that's
a point where you just wanted a car. Now that you got a car, you want like
I want a Benz
that,
or
like,
I want a,
that shit develops over time.
So your definition of success is just
yes, but you are successful.
Bill.
You are successful. You have created X amount of success.
I'm asking you.
Think about it though. When we started this, what was our definition of success? Just know. Being able to monetize.
Okay, okay.
Right? And that took a month, 2 months for free.
Yes.
Right? And then a year
we can
later.
Still use some more, so put some money in.
Yeah, but then a year later, right? And then 2 years later, now 5 years later, we still sure. need. We're not successful to us yet, right? We feel we should be where, right? So I get what he's saying. That makes mad sense.
So if we going to really have that conversation, no, yeah. I didn't think that was success.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I never thought that was success.
That was
my bars barrier. Maybe higher.
That was the minimum. And I agree.
Yes.
I agree. We should be farther. Yeah. I agree.
When we started, we literally was saying, yo, we not going to do this shit for 5 years. We not doing this shit. What we going to get here every day for? We were saying that all the time.
I agree.
It was many times you was like, I ain't coming no more.
So
your bar for success was way
mad
higher.
Times. Yes.
And I was the same space. I just ain't as vocal, but I was like, nah, then it's right.
I think the problem becomes.
I'm out. Yeah, nah.
You see what I'm saying?
I think the problem becomes
the most times.
The problem Brad becomes what you're talking about.
Brad quit every week at 2 a.m.
He just say he at work. The nigga just quit.
Yeah, I got to work in the morning. Nah, I quit.
The problem becomes what you was talking about before, which is like the perception of success. So niggas start building up this idea of what success is because of comparison. So if you look at, if you're going to use Wale as an example, that might be a bit difficult because prior to wherever he was at, like he was just praying to get to a point where he could feed his family because like your family's good. Like no one's worried about shit. Mm-hmm. Like life is pretty great right now. So like you have these new goals. And then that's probably based off of like when you do the freshman class shit, now you came up with Big Sean and Drake and J. Cole and all these other shit, all these other people.
There's
and
a whole bunch of people on the cover that you don't even know of anymore.
Yeah,
never heard
of but like that was the blog era. Niggas don't talk about Asher Roth or Charles Hamilton and none of them niggas no more. So there's a degree of success now because you outlasted a lot of these blog era rappers, but you're not thinking about that because you're looking at Drake or you're looking at J. Cole and these guys are in these conversations where you feel like you should have been in there. So now it's more or less comparison versus being able to feed your family.
Because when we started, even though we did have aspirations that were larger than the room, it was a lot. We wouldn't even think about comparing ourselves to Joe Buttons or whatever, some type of niggas.
Yeah.
And now it's like, nah, why can't we?
Correct.
Right? So I hear you, but it does change over time.
Yeah.
Everybody's been right. Yeah. Tiff, what's your definition?
Hold on, real quick.
Oh, my fault.
And to shoot Wale some Bill, he doesn't say that anymore.
What?
Like he changed like of like success. He's like, nah, I'm happy with my fans and this and that. Like it's changed. A lot of times before it was like I should be bigger, I should be this and that. But lately, like especially like this last album too, he hasn't been.
And even though he said that, he then was pissed at Kasinah for not knowing him. So I kind of took that with a grain of salt.
That was a little wild. That was a little
him being pissed at Kasinah not knowing him. There's also he was like, no, we've met before several times. Like we had a football game, we played a football game together. It was like,
oh, that's wild.
Yeah, it was like the first time he saw Kasinah. Like, Kasinah didn't know him. And I was like, all right. Now, that's definitely ego.
It's ego.
Now, he's reading the shit. It do look crazy when a nigga can't pronounce your name, too.
Yeah,
and
that's
and the chat is saying, that's Wale. He said, who will? Why y'all saying who will?
No, you know what's crazy? My kids thought that was his name for a minute because of that
But
shit.
That's how you know it's genuine. That's
He said, who will?
He was
why
mad about
saying
that.
Yeah, yeah, it was genuine. He wasn't trying to play Wale.
How do you get mad at that?
No, because what
child,
we were doing,
my nigga.
What we were doing,
he is much younger.
What we were doing, Taylor.
He's a child, dog. Nigga, think about how when you meet someone, they show you mad love because they fuck with you. And then their kid is looking at them like, dad, why are you talking to
this
nigga?
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know him.
Yeah.
That's how the kids look.
Absolutely.
Nigga, they holding the kid, the dad's hand like that. All right, can we go? Yeah, fuck, you holding this nigga up on the street.
You still feel a way about it, though.
Nah,
or like, you could meet somebody several times and not remember them. Like, oh, I remember you from when we played that. What if it was on an opposite team?
Well, I think
like how you,
like
when you met Reg
that.
Thomas versus this nigga Reg. Right? No, there's a difference reference. You fuck with Reg Thomas. Ah! It's like, that's just the nigga Reg.
This nigga Reg.
This nigga Reg. It's different, though. Word. It's a reference.
But I'm just still Reg.
Just regular Reg.
I don't need the last name.
You're Reg.
This
nigga needs
this.
Oh, yeah, Reg is regular. Regular. Regular Reg.
Pass me a Red Bull, please.
Oh, regular ass Reg. That's just Red Bull. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a fact.
I do want to know now what's everybody's
that shit about to spray all over the place. Hey, let me catch this.
Successful. For me,
I would
say.
Oh, what's up in the gym? Plus, I've been practicing. Yo, boom, my head.
Nobody's been practicing.
Boom, my head.
Nah, I just didn't want to drop the Red Bull.
Where's he?
Yeah,
Reg, I mean, I'm sorry. Tiff, what's your definition of success? For you,
say,
for yourself?
For me, generally, it's just setting a goal and accomplishing it. So that could be I got a goal of fucking increase my speed mm-hmm. from whatever to whatever, or you know what I'm saying? My turnaround time or how much content I produce or whatever. Once I accomplish that goal, that's success. So
what is it for your new short film?
Oh my God, I'm gonna speak big on this.
All right.
1 million Manifest. Views.
Fire.
1 million views. And I'm not gonna put no time limit on that. I just know eventually the shit gonna hit 1 million views.
All right.
Let's get it up to 1 million. Where's it at right now?
Let's get there. Let's get the 1 million.
Where's that right now?
Okay, first of all, it's only been 10 days since it's been out.
Yeah.
11,000 views.
Fire.
That's what's up.
Fire.
And I mostly post shorts, so I think that kind of cripples my channel in a way. Yeah. Like when you go to try to post long form, it don't always hit the same. But yep.
It's not received the same way.
Yeah.
Because most of your fans are notice you for the shorts.
Right.
So hold on. It's 11,000 views. How many minutes is it?
18 minutes.
18 minutes. Oh, nah, that's an easy watch, too. Yeah. Niggas should run that up. We're going to run that shit up.
I put it on YouTube and on Facebook. Yeah. And Big Job collaborated with me. Shout out to Big Job.
He in it?
He got 1.9 million subscribers. He's like, yo, send me the link.
He in it?
No.
No?
Just sharing it on his channel. Yeah. And, you know,
we going to share it, too.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Let's get to a million.
Yeah, like that's
that. It didn't even watch the shit. That's the biggest, craziest part. He got a cameo. Reg has a cameo in my short film, y'all.
Debut.
That's crazy.
The debut.
That's crazy, right?
I'm an extra in it.
Face
nigga,
not
I would have been all in the movie.
Where's my nigga in the back?
Reg was very supportive, though.
Because how?
He didn't even touch.
I know, but.
Nigga, I would have been all in the movie for the free, too.
He was very supportive.
I would have been all in the movie.
But you weren't regular.
I'm not regular. Yeah. Gotta be regular. It's the back of your wig, too.
And you know the crazy part? Reg talks so much and says so much nonsense
about nothing. No, yo, this nigga refuses to answer the phone for this nigga now. He don't pick up because he just talks about nothing.
That's not true at all.
I still pick up. He says the other day, yeah, Pop, you know you my best friend, man. You actually answered on the first fucking ring. I had my phone in my hand.
My
I said, bang. What's up, Reg? Talk to the nigga for a half an hour. He said, let me call. This is after he called his best friend first.
I didn't say that.
He called Reg. He called Darnell first. Darnell don't pick up. You called me. I'm playing with my fucking children, which you should learn something about, right? I'm playing with my children, and we having fun.
My children are 18.
We chill.
Play with my kids.
I pick up the phone. I even play with my 20-year-old, 22-year-old. I just was on the phone with her just now.
Okay.
So, bang, we playing around. I answered the phone 30 minutes on the phone. I hang up. He said, yeah, I'm going to call Darnell.
No, you're not. That's not what happened.
That's exactly what you said.
That's not what happened.
Say swear to God, you didn't say that.
That's not what happened. I called Pop.
He called you. You didn't answer. He called me, and the nigga was. He said,
"I'm trying to figure out."
You answered on the first ring. Thank you, man. You're really a good friend.
I didn't say thank you, man. I said, nigga, you're really a good friend.
And
you
not.
You're my best friend.
Pick up the.
And then,
you did.
What's wrong with that?
And then,
because that's his best friend.
I joke around because these niggas. Well, Pop always answers the phone, but Darnell never answered the phone.
He does not answer.
No, just not at all.
No, I
don't like talking on the phone. But I answer. Like Pop, he'll call. It's just he's called me for something. We talk about it.
And I said. Wait, he don't answer no matter what.
Talk his thoughts through. Mm. He'll start talking.
I was literally calling this nigga about the merch.
Now I got to be in like 35 minutes with him or 40 minutes.
I was literally
calling him. Nigga said he laying on his belly talking to Darnell.
I literally called him about merch. This nigga act like I'm just calling him for like, hey, man, so what you doing?
I told you.
That doesn't happen.
After the school bus?
Yeah, just text me.
Yo, we should get a
school
bus.
That was a great idea.
I was like, yeah.
That was a great idea.
Now you got to text me first, let me know what it is.
That was a fantastic idea.
And then I'll talk to you when I see you at the park.
All right. Objectively, I'm going to tell you the idea. You tell me if I'm bugging.
No. We don't got time for that. Off camera. We don't got time for that.
We're going to get a school bus.
Come on, nigga.
Is that a bad idea?
Wait, for y'all?
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
All right, never mind.
Welcome back. See, I try to save you.
Is it yellow?
See what I'm saying?
9 grown-ass men on a school bus at 2 o'clock in the morning driving.
But I was just saying, we're going
to... I tried to save it.
But Tiff, we were going to have it wrapped with the logo.
All right, that's fire.
No, they...
All right.
Stop it.
They would have had it outside.
I thought the shit was going to be yellow.
No, I'm just saying, it was cheaper to tour in that.
You just marketing more.
They could all fit on the school bus.
You ever seen
we could have had the tour in the school bus.
They would have had us outside the school bus singing just like that. That's like this. I wish that raindrop fall.
Man,
fucked up out there.
The problem is you forgot where you came from, man. Because we used to be retarded together. You forgot where you came from because we were retarded together.
That wasn't a retarded idea though. That was just dumb.
No, I'm saying
retards
the bus.
Stupid.
No, I'm saying like the short bus.
Cool.
That's the problem.
I wasn't crazy. Yeah.
So y'all would be, y'all would invest in this and just have it anytime.
And
you
it would
travel,
be ready to go.
Where would the
and
fuck
we
would
wouldn't have to spend the money.
And when I asked him, I said, "What do we do with the bus after?" He said, "Just park by the studio."
Or,
you hear this nigga?
Or I said, I have another place to park it.
Where?
I said, I have another place to park it.
Ain't no parking.
I have another place to park it. Yeah, you can definitely park over there at night.
Or you get a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of.
Yep, get a spot.
Get a spot.
All right.
Moving right
on. Or you just put it in my yard.
In my yard. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to, but you can put it in my yard.
In his trailer park. Like we like
I'm saying you can put it in my yard. I have a yard. We can put it in my yard.
Yeah.
I don't have a boat. Yeah. But I said we can put it in my yard.
Oh, it's Joyce here. You know he got a boat now.
I don't have a boat. You said that.
Did you ever did you said ever, that? Did you ever call son about the Bentley? You ever see what's up with the get that clean?
That never happened. Right. I didn't say that.
We gotta clean that.
Jesus.
You got Carvier. Yeah.
And the whole thing, the whole point was up. To save money.
Yo,
I mean, yeah, which I need about space for like 20.
Man, let's move along, son.
It's like just 10 of us. Half these niggas don't show up.
This is insane.
I mean, y'all gonna have a producer, y'all gonna have a DJ, people got equipment. You need space.
I feel like, that would work on the bus.
A Sprinter van is fine.
Nah, not for equipment and stuff.
That van works fine.
I would say that Sprinter was like one of them loads.
So I'm long term, if you own it, you don't have to worry about it.
That van works fine. Let's move along.
We can move on.
I think it was a good idea. Huh?
Mad, yeah, I mean maintenance.
Not mad maintenance.
How much maintenance does a school bus need?
All the time?
Anytime we do drive, that's the problem. When the shit got 340,000 miles on it. That's how you buy a bus, right? It got a quarter million on it already. Shit don't work long term. Like, stop.
Oh, man.
260 on the deck. Max speed of 30 miles per hour. We might as well walk.
I'm not going to hold you. Some of the shit look like, I looked at it like 300,000 miles.
Yo.
The police impound. Nigga got them shits from the police impound. We can move along. Yeah, like, come on, man.
But why would you want to stop something to close? Who are you stopping?
You're not allowed within 100 yards of a school bus anyway. You know you got...
That
conditions.
Never happens. Don't do that.
Conditions.
Don't do that.
I ain't gonna do that.
That never happens. You're bugging.
We got company.
That never happened.
You got conditions, though.
Mm. I don't have conditions.
Your release says that you're not.
What were we talking about, Amal?
Cassie being sued.
You
want to
talk about that, or you want?
Do we want to talk about Cassie?
Just for like 2 seconds.
You take it away then.
Only because
it's
dude in the doc
her, right?
was crazy.
They did that on purpose. 50 did that on purpose. They put the camera right underneath that nigga lips.
Lips.
Yo, pay that nigga to bite. Nigga lips bloody as shit. It looked like prunes.
Yo.
That nigga was on there with all that white shit forming in his mouth and nigga baking biscuits on the side of that shit. Them big two purple stupid I said, dog, what? And she paid that nigga to lay it down. Yeah. Dog, that is the most embarrassing.
He's the one suing?
No, yeah. 50 tried to embarrass this.
He's suing
said,
Cassie.
Really? He said it's not enough money anymore now.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was
and she
fun.
Burnt him. Nah, chill.
I thought it was a big pun.
Chill. She burnt that nigga.
No.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What?
Burnt him.
But it was like just.
Gave him something he can't give back.
Super?
It was
super.
Damn.
There's mad let off in that environment.
I think he
though.
Left already, though.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he dipped already.
Nah.
Was the husband, the white nigga.
And Cassie?
That was Merck and Cassie shit.
Nah, I think it's...
Wait, well, they broke up?
He got a long way to go. Either way, it don't even matter.
Says you got a long way to go.
That's a beautiful
Oh, he got his
bitch,
cut.
Man.
That was her song?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nigga.
Want a lot.
It's a knock.
Yeah, nah, I didn't.
That's a toe tapper, nigga.
But...
So he's suing her because
nah,
she gave
hell,
sex him an STD?
Nah, it was about two trafficking.
Knocks. She's still married to him.
Oh, were?
Yeah, she is.
Three.
Oh.
Wait, so he's saying he was trafficked?
Yes.
I mean,
he was flown out, nigga. They flew my son.
So this
judge
is a payment.
Has granted Clayton Howard's request to serve a lawsuit alternative means Cassie is officially considered. She has been difficult to serve, so they given him permission to, like, go about it unconventional ways. Yeah. I guess she's been dodging it.
Everybody in this situation is like a hoe a little bit.
Yeah.
What?
It's a lot of people trying to capitalize off this shit, too, honestly.
Everybody's promiscuous.
No, I don't mean that. I'm just saying, like, everybody's for sale. Like, as soon as the bread pull up, now all of a sudden, like, I didn't really want to do this.
Risky.
And someone's, yeah, man, we can move, though. What's next?
Hey, because that was his chosen career. He was a prostitute.
A male prostitute?
Yeah, he was a male prostitute.
Yo, in the comments, right, it says, I hope and pray. You're going to waste a prayer.
Oh shit! She did with
I
some evil
and
shit on.
I pray that y'all have this happen to somebody in your family.
Yes,
and when that nigga Diddy moves in your house, he shares the room with your children.
Mm.
Like, yes. Do you hear yourself?
Who said that?
That was in my
some woman in the comments.
Yeah. Oh.
But the thing is,
oh,
like,
wait,
it's just,
y'all comments.
Yeah,
oh.
She's just so that's wicked. Crazy. And it's like you're watching this thing and you don't notice the other 300 episodes we have talking bad about Diddy. Everybody mm-hmm. agrees this nigga's a monster. Mm-hmm. What I said is it's difficult to make him more of a monster than he already is, man. We already know that. So what
he
we talking about
out.
Now? Yeah, you're at the maximum level,
yeah,
nigga.
He maxed out on that.
Now we got to find something comical to talk about because we're supposed to be entertainment.
Yeah.
If we in here just singing Sweet Chariot about damn how we got to pray that Diddy gets to fucking heaven, I don't give a fuck about him. I don't want him to. Mm. I don't want that nigga up there with me.
And that's people that probably, she never followed us. That's probably the first
exactly.
time she
exactly. But either way, no, it's okay. just, I don't care
the
if I follow someone
it
or not.
Easy
to put
to
some,
do shit like
some
that.
Type of wicked shit like that on your family is wild. I would never want that for anyone. Mm-hmm. And then to say, like, how much love do we got for Diddy that he can come to our home? Mm. What type of dumb shit is that?
And share the room.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck which person it is. It could be someone I actually do know and love. You sleeping in my kid's room? What type of shit is this? Mm. It's just so, it's so crazy that people are so jaded and they identify, like, because she's hurt somehow.
Mm. Nah, the internet something, makes people
something
bold,
hurt her.
Nigga.
And that made her
to
say something.
Nah,
and you would never say, I mean, I can't say that you wouldn't say that, but just, I know your face
you
wouldn't be dry.
I just don't understand how y'all try to
light
to a heavy
situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guarantee you.
You be covered in spit on the walkout.
Half the shit people say on the internet, like it's like it allows you to like dehumanize people. It's like you're not talking to real people. You're just saying some shit and then you're going about your day. Like, bro,
but
even
I
if I
that.
Say something you disagree with, you want my kids violated? Yeah. Like, that's, like reasonable?
Yeah,
so you're
sense,
not
dude.
Just as bad as Diddy, if not worse? At least he was violated. Grow
but even,
that can fight him
but even when they
like
say
like
that, though, even when they say, oh, y'all just as bad for defending, niggas is never, first of all, the person that is defending Diddy, that's problematic. But is he just as bad? Nigga,
no.
What?
No.
He made that's no crazy. Acts. He's sharing his opinion. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe he should watch, you should watch that nigga, though. You shouldn't be around that type of person. But he's just as bad. That sounds so fucking stupid. And then I learned, though, also, you can't say what a person won't say. All you can do is act on it when it's said.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't say that a nigga, oh, you would never say that to me in real life because you.
You ever have one of those long days where you just want to clock out mentally? For me, the perfect way to unwind is chilling at the crib, throwing on a movie, grabbing some snacks, and sparking up something smooth. But depending on where you live, getting cannabis ain't always simple. That's why I mess with CBD Hemp Direct. They're an online hemp shop, federally legal cannabis products like THCA flower, CBD flower, gummies, concentrates, all delivered discreetly right to your door with next day shipping available. No medical card and no awkward dispensary run. Right now, you can get 7 grams for under $25 before the discount. And as a listener, you can get 15% off your first order with the code WYT. So level up your night and hit cbdhemp.direct, that's cbdhemp.direct, and use code WYT to get the nightlife rocking. And if you order now, you can get it as soon as tomorrow.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Fight, but I just know it'll be a lot of different stuff transpiring.
Yeah. And furniture moving.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of. Yeah.
But my thing is like, so your idea of justice, like say like I said something you don't like or you disagree, because we could debate shit all day. Because again, this is a grown man who continued to spin back, and like there were women who again in those same comments,
you talking about
changed
Josh?
Their tune. Nah, a little right. But that's what.
Chill. See, that's why we need to move along. Because you're right, picking both sides.
Yeah, we can do
you making you picking,
both, picking
sides.
Both sides.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. We can
yes,
move
you
on.
Are.
We just
We're
don't
not
need the rationalized commenters.
Yeah.
We can move along.
Yeah, but it's just that's unfair when he does that. Because, nigga, you got to be on the side of logic. And stay on it.
Because we're talking, there's a difference in age.
Ain't no fucking difference.
No, it's just one is white, one is black.
Yep.
So Lil Rod was a grown man.
He's
We're
a victim because he's
kid.
White. When you're 17 years old, you driving yourself to your captor's house.
All right, let's move on. I disagree with that.
Let's
age
move
is different.
And it's unfair because, damn, it sounds so sensitive and insensitive and cold to the viewer that's watching this, and he's experienced this type of stuff. But reality is, newsflash, fam, that was your man. That was your boyfriend.
Kamora Simmons comment.
Newsflash. Yeah, newsflash.
Did y'all hear Kamora Simmons comment on the daughter dating the older guy?
Yeah.
No. What was
she finally commented.
What'd she say?
She said that shit was ridiculous. Yeah, she said she actually knew him too and didn't know that her daughter
know that was happening.
Yeah, didn't know he was a predator. Mm-hmm. But
did she find it ridiculous when she did it?
She worked. That was a similar. Hold on, that was a
40-something years old.
Was it ridiculous when she did it?
She is.
She might have felt that way. Like they was just asking about her 40 daughter.
40-something years old.
Hold on.
No.
And Russ.
Russ. They were like 10 years apart.
No, that's not true.
No, it wasn't.
Fuck no. It's Russell Simmons is 65, nigga. Let's Russell see. Simmons, 65.
This is the same situation.
44, 48.
Because if her daughter got paid or it was some type of bread or she was still with that old nigga, she wouldn't be saying shit.
But here's the thing, Reg. We did things as teenagers that we wouldn't want our teenagers to do.
Correct.
I think that she's lived life and realizes 18 years apart. That wasn't the right
Russ
thing to
Kimora?
Do.
Russ and Kimora?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm sure you don't want your kids doing what you did at 18.
Okay, so, but wait. But what I'm saying to you is, I don't mind if there's any mistake that I'm going to say that I did in the past, like I'm going to not just point out like what my kids are doing. I'm going to say, yeah, these are mistakes that I made. Right. So at what point did Kimora ever come out and say
18 years,
these choices that I made or these things that I did were bad choices or I'm condemning my decisions to be with this nigga or any of that.
You don't
other
know
shit.
What she told her kids.
No, I'm saying
I hate
publicly.
When they bring the kids
you're going,
into
if
it,
you're
though.
Going to admonish that, like, let's take that out. What I'm saying is
you, don't have to say
you can't
real
create
quick,
a circumstance. Go ahead.
Real quick. She now views large age gaps like the one she experienced as potentially predatory.
It's not potentially. It's clearly predatory. Yeah. And, like, I hate when niggas bring up kids into it. Like, nigga, let them deal with their own kids on their own time. Don't talk about niggas' kids. Stop. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, I wish you – I hope this happens to your kids. Or what would you tell your kids? Or what if it was your kids? Or it doesn't matter, nigga.
What's the age difference?
Yeah, what's my kids with your kids? What that got to do with your kids, man?
Oh, that was like 35, 40 years.
What?
Of her daughters seeing somebody that's 35, 40 years older?
Yeah.
What?
That was a 40-year age gap.
You talking about the old nigga on the beach?
Yeah.
The old white nigga?
Yeah, my take on that was it was predatory in both directions also. Because if you look at the situation with Anna Nicole Smith, that was predatory.
44 years.
Like, that nigga was...
For a different reason, though.
A foot in the grave.
Because she was an adult, I believe, when Anna Nicole got married. No,
Shorty was an adult,
she
too,
was an adult, too.
But still, nigga, still, son is nasty.
Yeah, I'm saying Anna Nicole, I think.
No, son is definitely nasty, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about whether or not this was predatory in both directions. This isn't like a child who doesn't know what she's doing. You have a lifestyle that you're accustomed to, and you're choosing the person that is best suited to provide that lifestyle for you.
So
this is an exchange.
You're right, but still, it just doesn't feel fair.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, it doesn't feel fair.
I think it's a different type. The financially predatory and statutory is kind of different.
It just but that's not feel statutory. Fair. I feel like
it's more on the old nigga.
She's an adult.
It's definitely more on
She's like 20 something.
It's just more on the old nigga because
21.
You could find the same situation. For you to do this with a 40-year-old lady.
100%. But he don't want a 40-year-old lady. Y'all like young women, right?
Don't y'all get
more like, I want that young piece of meat right there. Not that she got to be under 18.
No.
But, I mean, come on. Hold on. So y'all saying in general.
No, in this room.
No, not in this room. In general.
How can we answer for another nigga?
Mankind in general.
We can't answer for mankind. I'm answering for me. I'm
like, okay. It's a pattern with men
that as they get older, they kind of want them a young.
No, I want season.
Young coochie probably feel better than older coochie. I've heard the dudes that be going to Columbia to buy coochie from the young girls, they be like, oh, that 20-year-old shit, that shit tight.
You got to switch up your circle, fam.
It's real.
What niggas are you
dealing
around?
With a younger woman? Yeah. She might be more passive. She might not have no kids. Her body might be tighter. Her titties might sit up higher.
Yeah, but we
generally,
like softness.
Generally, I feel like men in general.
We like the. I want the body to feel like soggy bread.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong.
Okay, this being real.
We are being real.
But me,
I like soggy breasts.
Nah.
I love that.
Me.
Like, I'm
a grown man who loves a grown woman. I love that, but I do
know that. Put that shit in the bathtub.
They see a young thing walk in the store.
I'll be honest,
that.
Niggas like a little bit of belly. You know what I mean? It's like
soggy
adult
breast
tits.
Meat.
Yes, like
Yes.
Cheeks like softness.
Yes. Tiff is right.
That's what y'all like. That's your personal preference.
I'm a girl. How the fuck can we answer for anybody else?
Just like I could say in general, a woman might see a man who's wealthy and muscular and be like, damn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A woman might see a man walk by with his schlong and his sweatpants like, damn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Man, no, she did it like, what you call it? Mm-hmm. Like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
She's like, his schlong in it.
Yo, schlong is wild crazy next to this nigga's face like this.
Yeah, I think that in general that as men get older, they got a little
eyes. I can't answer for another nigga. What I like is what I like. I like fat bitches before it was cool. So what I'm saying is fat bitches wasn't young. Mm-hmm. They were the old women that got soggy and fat and spread out hips.
Yeah.
That was valid to me, and it always has been. So why would I switch it now?
And older joints, like, it's not like women get older and pussies just get loose. I'm like, what are people experiencing?
Speaking to the macro.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that that's the case for everything. I'm just saying, even in the man, when a man is younger, certain parts of him work better than when he gets older. You know what I'm saying? So an older woman might look at a younger man and be like, I don't want him for nothing but to knock me down.
Yeah, you got to switch up your diet. Yeah.
It's a whole page.
Strength.
It's like, we've been it's reality.
Strength, no weakness. You got to switch up your diet, that's all. Shark of the ocean and all of that, you got to, you know what I mean?
That kid's a good 24
then. Yeah, get but you some Seymours and get right back on.
10 years difference, like people will go and perceive that very differently. Because like, again, like she's much older, he's a lot older. This is predatory in both directions to me.
Yeah.
You gotta get you some peanut.
He gonna find a way to.
Tiff, tell the old niggas that you fucking with, tell them niggas peanut punch. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Supplegen, some oats, tonic, some peanuts, tonic, some cinnamon. Turmeric.
Bife got whole recipes.
Huh?
Some Guinness.
Beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Guinness.
But yeah.
I mean, you don't drink. So
yeah, I'm cool.
You wouldn't know.
Some peanut punch.
Guinness?
You know what I'm saying? Get them back right. Boss, the shock of the ocean.
It's like, God, you just too drunk to realize she don't like this.
Yeah, again,
pipe just
get it done.
Pipe sleep.
It's like, God, get this worse. It's like, nigga, you just drunk.
Pipe sleep. Nigga, drunk and shit. Pipe just slipping all out the pussy. She's like, yeah, some things just don't work like they used to. What, nigga? Nigga said, Guinness, Guinness. Hey. Crack a brewski on that bitch. Like, what are you talking about, man?
You
what's happening?
He's cracking beef.
You fuck with West Virginia niggas long enough.
What?
Pause. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
I'm not saying romantically. Fucking boys niggas. Gay ass niggas, yo.
Oh, who? Oh, shit.
Yikes.
I did not say romantically keeping company with straight dudes happen to be from the West Indies.
I
keeping company with straight niggas.
Yo.
Y'all got that.
Blow fire! Now you got it.
Next morning, he's like, I killed that shit, right? She's like, yeah. Yeah.
Furiously masturbating under the fucking
you know. He never lets
fish.
Me finish. He never lets me finish.
Speeding past the post.
After the conversation, next one is so crazy.
Yeah.
You have to look at me like, I killed that, right?
Yeah.
You probably.
She got the mean attitude. Like,
you can't, you're supposed to ask that the next day.
Check on the floor.
You got to check the next day.
You got to check in. Yeah. You might as well throw your shit on.
Yeah. She done burned her clit off.
What movie was that? Damn, when he woke up and walked to the bathroom and Shorty in there wilding with the shower joint.
I don't remember.
And the nigga was like, and walked back to the room. Damn, my nigga. And he was begging to be. And she
cat
said,
Cat House.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
maybe.
Insecure? No.
Nah. It's that's not a comedy. It's something like some.
Nigga, that'd be tragic.
Yeah. That does seem like something that happened to Insecure.
Jesus Christ.
And she wilded. Mad bubblers. And someone's like,
Yo, you know what's crazy? I sent him the video, the LL shit.
Yeah.
He was doing that shit mad time.
Oh, the whole
they started cutting the camera away because the cameraman got mad uncomfortable.
He kept doing it.
They were playing poker, card games, and dude like slams the table, walks away. LL Cool J looks at him, he's like,
ew.
It was mad weird. They go to him. On the,
what is that?
Man,
but fam, why isn't it necessary to just do this? You don't even got to do the mouth part. Son is a freak.
But what is he licking?
Nothing. I don't understand it, but he just does this.
Oh.
It's the
shark.
He's promoting a movie, but I don't understand why.
We don't have to do it now.
That was not the shark
making niggas go see the movie.
But he was like, that's a shark fin.
That's the shark fin.
Yeah, but
why is that the shark fin?
Why are you licking it?
Is this not a shark fin?
Yeah, but ain't this a shark fin too?
Nigga, yes. But why is he doing this?
You're right.
I said, maybe it's the
shark fin. It is. It was to promote Deep Blue Sea. But my thing is, this won't
promote it. I didn't even know that. I just thought that he was strange.
That would be valid.
This don't promote it?
This would be more than valid.
And the movie's great, so niggas will watch it regardless.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, just say, I'm in the new movie Deep Blue Sea. You don't got to lick your hand or nothing. And then you got, like, female fan base, and then they, like, I don't really fuck with the nigga
classic,
no more.
Like, when they go to celebrities during the boxing match, you just, put the fist up? Like,
my son said.
He was trying to be different.
Yeah.
Put the fist up.
To the point where the cameraman was like,
it was, and he was
slowly panning away from the nigga. He's like,
nigga, that's what was happening. There was segments that... Son, he wasn't even part
no
of it.
No exaggeration, the nigga did it 11 times.
Mad time.
No exaggeration.
He was
so
wild.
He get up and follow the cameraman and keep doing this shit.
The cameraman was shooting. It was like some type of skit they was doing.
And my son don't drink, you know, drugs.
LL's on camera.
Workout ready to fight niggas.
Son, it's crazy.
And Jamie Foxx or one of them niggas just said somebody Slim Jim Brown on their wig.
Bill Bellamy.
Yeah, Bill Bellamy. Yeah. That nigga's a great storyteller, dog.
Yeah, he's a good storyteller.
Man, that shit was funny.
He's still doing comedy, too.
Somebody slammed Jim Brown on their bean, son, in the middle of the shit, man.
He said he was searching for his koofy?
Yeah. Knocked the nigga koofy off. Nigga, that is jokes, man. That's funny. How you this is a legend. You supposed to talk to this nigga with some reverence, like some respect.
That's crazy.
Slam son Koofy off. You know who Jim Brown is?
Nope.
Damn, he's a black football militant. Player. He wasn't in the NFL. Mm.
He's been in a bunch of movies.
He's done a bunch of movies.
I'm going to get you sucker, the old nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nah. But Reg is,
that's Reg next week.
He's an anti-black, though.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
He'll be Jim White.
He gonna be Macaulay Culkin or Christopher Williams, my nigga, the nigga, Frank White.
Yeah.
Because your mother sold. So tell her to sew that. Remember that?
When you see him, you gonna know who he is.
You remember that? He got scissors in his hand. And he asked the nigga, does your mother sew? Tell her to sew that. Act like he stabbed him in the face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Any Given Sunday?
Damn.
You ever seen Any Given Sunday?
What is that from, yo?
That's crazy.
Which one?
I don't remember it.
The Christopher Williams shit.
Yeah,
when it was Frank White.
Jamie Foxx and LL Cool J, they was football players.
Yeah, I think Cameron Diaz was in that. It was a couple people. That was a good movie.
I probably saw it years ago. I need to rewatch
it. Only the white ladies. That's the only person you remember.
Y'all named the other people that was in that.
But
think,
no one in this room remember. We watched this movie 100 times.
Yeah.
I don't remember Cameron Diaz was in it.
Cameron Diaz was in it.
But she certainly was. She was one of the owner's daughters.
Yeah.
But
and,
niggas don't give a fuck.
What's his name was in it? Scarface.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
But the only two people you remember. White.
No, because you guys already named Jamie Foxx and LL Cool J.
Lawrence Taylor was in it.
So you had to even it up with the whites.
I guess.
Yeah, her. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
One of the best sports movies. That was a good movie. It really was.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
That wasn't
Remember the Titans was a good
Sunday,
sports
come
movie.
On,
oh,
Remember the Titans. It's
excellent.
Valid.
Friday Night Lights.
I'm cool on that.
What's the joint with The Rock?
Booby?
Gridiron Game.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm good.
With Trey Songz and The Rock?
Yeah, I'm good. So you got a 30-year-old son, so you got a different... No, but I'm just saying... No, hold on.
Ain't
I'm
no
just,
shame. Exactly. Niggas could laugh all the time.
Nah, I'm not. I wasn't saying no that shame. For a joke. I'm saying those movies hit differently when you're watching them with your kid.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
My daughter didn't like that type of shit. You feel me? So I hear you, but like...
I mean...
Like Daddy D.
He got games.
Top tier.
He got games.
Top tier. It's a fact.
Would you call that a sports movie?
Definitely a sports movie.
Sure, nigga.
Ali, that's a sports movie if you think about it.
Yeah.
Ali's
He Got Game is actually great. Actually, that's a great.
Will killed that.
What you call it? Not Above the Rim. What was the documentary? Chicago, two high school kids playing basketball. Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you counting documentaries?
That's a doc, though. But
because Last Dance is like up there. Yeah.
Bless you.
Well, Hoop Dreams is my shit.
Yeah. Last Dance, I watch that shit once a year.
Best basketball movie. For sure. He got
What's the one with Shaq and Penny?
Blue Chips.
That's my favorite basketball movie.
He Got Game for sure.
Blue I like Chips, He Got right. Game better.
For sure. Nigga, what? It's a better movie. It's a quality movie. You, nigga like Nick Nolte.
Good actor. And he's in the 48 Hours?
Great.
All right.
Now that Nick Nolte was ill. Yeah. He wasn't ill like that in Blue Chips.
He was. He was good.
He was regular.
The same Nick Nolte.
Nah, that nigga was mad grizzled. That's Bear Grylls, my nigga in the forest. My son was he was a legend.
Yeah.
But nigga popped on Eddie. He don't punch Eddie and get away with it. Yeah. Nah, he was ill.
Speaking about punching people, you saw Cassidy and Easy?
He punched the nigga?
Nah, he didn't punch him.
What happened?
Basically. Cassidy started pushing Easy, like back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Are you spitting on me when you
run?" Yeah, it's mad disrespectful. And some got braces and shit, yeah. Chicken flying, all types of. Come
he's
on,
like,
man.
Yo, that's just how I battle. I ain't gonna do nothing. And then they start pushing. They had to be separated.
He said, "I ain't gonna do nothing." Hell no. He didn't say that.
He's like, "You're mad safe."
But then Cassidy another time pushed that. Him. I was like, "Yo, stop spitting on me. I'm punching you in your face."
Yeah.
And then he told Cassidy, "I beat you the fuck up."
Yeah.
So started getting separated.
I don't know who I got in that, to keep it 100. I don't know who I got. I feel like Cassidy's just a little too small to do the appropriate amount of damage. Mm-hmm. However, he has one of the best rapper hands that we've seen displayed on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like him on the back, outside of, like, if
I
you
didn't
watch
see it.
Yeah, he can actually punch. It looks nice. It looks like fluid.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's not enough power to get a nigga off you. Right? It's like fluid, though.
Yeah.
Like how Gilly. When he's shadow boxing or hitting the back, it looks fluid. I just feel like he's not powerful enough to back you up. So I don't know who I got. Because if some grab Cass, he's taking him for a ride. Cass is probably 140. You know what I'm saying? Like, real, I'm not even trying to violate. So I don't know who to pick. Cass probably one like 135, vegan and all that. Like, word, it's bad out here. Not, I'm not trying to play. I fuck with Cassidy OD.
Yeah, but take Cassie's drink and his two-step. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. The drink, the two-step, the meet you at the hotel, everything. You going up, son, for a ride. Like a nigga sling Cass on some Santa Claus bag shit. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So niggas will really remove Cassidy.
I think they got to stop booking him for battles.
Yeah. Stop. I don't know what, like, I understand
why they
got to
stop booking Cassie for battles.
Like, hold on. He finishes a battle. But he can't battle.
No, I think they finished it, though.
Nah, there's no way.
They didn't finish it.
There's no way. There's no way.
And he was losing something anyway. Like that. He didn't even have a
how many rounds?
Round.
How many rounds did it go?
Two.
Oh.
It all happened. Because
he hasn't won any of the recent battles.
My thing is
for any period.
I knew it couldn't have finished once I beat you the fuck up. What's the response? What's the appropriate response to that? All right, guys, let's calm it all down. Let's rap.
I'm gonna kill you,
nigga.
Bars,
I mean, yeah, I told you how I feel about battle rap from the start.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like,
yeah. But the thing is, Sun is a little better.
No, it's not even that. The aggression is like, why are you so close to my face? Like, you can battle from there.
Now, it actually be Joyce's head now.
That's the part that
did you see
speaking of boxing, did y'all see Lamont Roach and Cruz? Y'all talked about that already?
I'm saying Lamont won. I don't understand how does that draw again.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know
he won more. Yeah, he won more rounds.
He landed more punches every round.
Yeah.
But I guess when he slipped,
it was just that knockout early.
That really made it.
Yeah, but it's not enough, nigga. Even if you give him a 10-8. Even if you give him a 10-8, he won too many rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They love Pitbull. But what you said, son?
Nah, I said, did you see Arse battle Jazzy?
Who's Jazzy? Jazz the rapper?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't like women battles, man. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
I don't watch the women versus men battles.
Not when like T-Rock was wilding on you, big back body bitch.
Yeah.
Floppy body bitch.
Yeah.
Floppy body bitch.
I saw the clip, but I can't watch that shit.
He was wild. And that
why don't you like him? Why don't you watch him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
he's being
it's
not like, a physical thing.
No, I know, but it's just like it's not entertaining to me.
It is entertaining because you're not ready to watch a nigga bad mouth of a female like
nobody
that.
Yeah.
Usually, like you don't even argue with a girl. You let her say what she's gonna say, and you walk away, right? Usually, that's like a respectable man does. You're not going back and forth with a joint.
But does the girls usually wild back on them?
Yeah, but
this
it's not
a battle rap, so it's not that. This is not what I said at all. It's like total opposite. So you actually get to see a nigga wilding, just disrespecting, and I'm like, God damn,
this the worst possible things you can say to a woman.
To me, it's entertaining.
It's crazy.
But does the woman gets to hold her own, though?
100%. And very much, usually, they embarrass the dude.
Okay. It's not like a complete landslide every time. Like, guys dominating.
With the Tay-Rock one,
The Tay-Rock clip is like, she's going to go home and
cry about
that.
Tay-Rock's one of the elite people. I don't know. You got to
give it. You have to agree. You have to now. He's the front runner for
now,
the URL.
The woman he was battling, was she like elite too? Was she one of the top?
No, she's one of the top women battlers.
So what's the battle? I don't know that, to be honest.
No, she's one of the top women battlers because I think she had swung on somebody.
Who's the top women battlers though? That's what I'm saying.
There's a handful. I think Jazz is up there and the one Tay-Rock battle. I don't even really know her
official.
Name. Official. Yeah.
So, but I don't know who's the best is what I'm saying.
And then the joint that I think Math used to fuck with, I forget her name.
Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He used to date a battle rapper?
A lot of them fuck around.
Yeah.
It's close quarters.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like I said, either way though, but I do agree with Amar with the whole stop booking Cass because
stop.
My nigga, it doesn't make sense. He doesn't keep up, he doesn't compare with what they're doing now. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas love Cassidy, but for nostalgic purposes, like how it used to be when he was battling the freeway, he outclassed him. It was like, wow, this nigga's just he's the next level. And these niggas are the next one. Like Cassidy just can't compete.
Stop booking him.
Cassie has to battle somebody like.
No, he shouldn't battle. Just stop booking him.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
But the newest niggas, you just can't. Like, eyes. You see, now they got J Mills back and involved in it. And J Mills was, he can rap.
Yeah.
But like in battling, he doesn't do it. He doesn't perform as well. But then he's cooking niggas in these songs and shit like that. Yeah. It's just a difference.
They song can't, makers don't battle well. Battles don't make songs.
That's what I'm saying. Don't translate. So he's super good on the songs, and they can't fuck with him. So I see there's a list of battle rappers that want to do the songs back and forth with him, but it's probably not going to turn out well for you. But then when he battles someone like Kayshawn was on there just doing what he wanted, having his way, 3-0. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's just a difference.
That's whack.
Mm. Yeah, it's a difference. Mm. Some niggas is funny on stage. Some niggas funny on movies. Some niggas funny on a podcast or in real life. And then some niggas ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, Funny Marco probably isn't, like, mad fun to be around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he's not making niggas crack up laughing while he's talking.
Yeah.
But then when you see the well-edited, documented, curated... not just the skits, but, like, those podcasts, like, those interview-based things where the dead silence and shit, and he get to pan around the room and show everybody's reaction.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard to create that in real life.
Yeah, it's different types of funny, like it's different types of like Tommy battle rappers, kind of.
Yeah, and I feel the same way for the battle rappers. Busta Rhymes ready to fight? Who he fighting?
Oh, there's a content white creator kid.
Yeah,
who what called happened? Him Tracy Morgan.
I mean, that's easily mistakable, my nigga. I'm gonna keep it a buck. If you see Tracy Morgan and Busta Rhymes, they're probably not in the same room, right? So
the dude called him because he was taking a picture with him. So he was like, "Yo, can I get a picture?" Yeah. So Buster's like, "Yeah, yeah." He was like, "Yo, man, I love Tracy Morgan."
We do too.
Now that the picture's done, someone wants to walk off. Buster's like, "Nah. Let me holler at you."
He said, "What you say just now?"
He was like, "Nah. Like, ain't no violence, but don't move. Ain't gonna be none of that.
Hands on."
Nah.
Yeah. Did you see when he was like, "I don't play those games. I'll fuck you up in here."
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a little kid. Like,
oh, it's a little boy.
That's the same thing with Wiley.
Play it.
Nah, yo, but don't.
He's like, yo, there's consequences to when you play with people
wasn't
like that.
Tracy Morgan.
How you gonna know
he was
that?
Trolling?
Nigga, how would you know?
Nah, they.
How would you know?
Very close.
He thought that was Tracy.
It's very close.
He was definitely playing, though.
He wasn't playing.
He was just playing.
He didn't know.
He was definitely playing.
How would he know the troll?
It's Tracy Rhymes.
Yeah, it's the same nigga.
Tracy Rhymes.
That's the same person, nigga.
Buster Morgan.
It's the same nigga, man.
That's crazy.
Nah, that's funny. It's 100%.
He was just like, yeah, people don't play like that, man. It's consequences.
People don't play like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yo, getting threatened by Busta Rhymes is mad funny, though.
It is. Just play the audio. Just the audio.
That ain't Tracy Morgan?
B.
Are you fucking kidding? The big the necklace audio. And all that? No, you see Tracy Morgan's
look at his face. You see his face?
It's so I can see. Yeah.
What did you just say? No, turn it off.
You got the belly. Like, what happened with Buster? Buster lost the weight.
Had the belly.
Thought he was on those Zimp.
Lamar.
Yes.
You still connect?
Nah, I didn't connect yet.
Oh, word. He was just skinny like a couple months ago.
Yeah, he lost the weight. Why Buster so mad?
The Zimpy not working, man.
The moose swing. He on the Atkins diet. He ain't in, I mean, all protein. Got to chill out.
Put the carnivore.
Yes. Eat a banana.
It's just wild carbs. That's bad carbohydrates.
Eat potassium in your diet, Buster.
They can't hear them all. Put your microphone to the.
You know who the fuck I am.
Is that Splipstar?
Wow, that's loyalty if so.
We want them to hear it. We have problems if they can hear it.
No, that's good. That's
but I'm not explaining myself all day like that.
He ain't
my
even
nigga.
Really saying
because the wait, content creator. Yeah,
no. Wait till he gets to the end. He grabbed the kid up.
He snatch him.
Keep going.
Yeah, not no little white nigga like that, man. You bugging, busting rhymes. They about to violate.
Jump ahead.
Because he called you Tracy Morgan.
Why he so tough to the little white kid though?
See what I'm saying?
Felt insulted.
Oh, that's just the funny sounds.
Yeah, the spray the shit on your sneakers and all that. Yeah, man, come on, man. I'm cool.
No, because the kid was like, I heard someone else call you Tracy Morgan, and Bus was like, ain't nobody saying that but you. I only heard you say that.
Teenage
like,
kid.
Nigga moving like Mr. T. No, ain't nobody saying that. You said that. Like, get out of here, man.
I feel like people take these moments now knowing that his camera's on them and capitalize off a moment.
Yeah, but I'm walking away. I take the picture. I think that they call me whatever funny nigga. I'm like,
imagine you flip buster or some shit like that. Like, he took MMA as a kid and just pop out and just flip buster.
Nah, that would be problematic.
That's corny. That shit
would
have been
it. Buster would just have to pack his bags and just disappear.
That was what's
the
part.
They run up on me and say, I'll roll it.
I'll be like, hey, what's up? I'll take the picture and move it on. Yeah, I would just, come on, son.
I think you got to, on some level, have a sense of humor about yourself.
If they did that, though, I would just do that.
Cal Mitchell, though? Not Cal Mitchell. What's Kenan Thompson?
No, that's definitely you. No,
Kenan is you.
Kenan and Cal. That's you, nigga.
Kenan is you.
Nah, you Kenan and Cal.
Look up Kenan Thompson.
You saying he look like Kenan?
Yes. He like, Kenan Thompson just popped
in
college.
I'm the most handsome nigga in here, but we can move along.
You said what?
You heard what I said, my nigga. It's not up for debate.
So you judging
it?
Whoa.
No, I don't know what you need to look like.
And he's saying, you look like Kenan?
Exactly. Who like Kenan between me and him?
If I had to choose between y'all two, then I would have to say, Pop, you look more like Kenan.
And Pop, I
but
would let you hit
like
if I had
Kenan.
To.
But you don't look like Kenan. You don't look like Kenan.
That was crazy. Like, what's wrong with this nigga?
But if I had to choose which one of y'all looked more like Kenan, it would be you. Kenan cool as fuck though. Shout out to Kenan.
Oh, I'm sure he is. The nigga Kenan. Yo, come on, Kenan, man. Let's move along. Yeah, we can move along.
That, what the fuck is that?
That's Pop with a doctorate.
It's a happy nigga right there. That's probably what I would have been if I grew up with Jared.
Exactly.
But I don't look like that though. And my son is purple. So we can move along.
You gray?
Yeah, I'm all gray. So I'm saying we don't fit the same standards, my nigga. I'm gray.
Oh, man. You wanna fight? I wanna tussle.
Yeah, well.
Trump had a lot to say this week.
Oh, yeah.
He back on calling y'all country shitholes.
Reg.
Blacks know a scam better than anyone else. Wow.
How dare you say that? How dare you?
It was like,
how dare you? Y'all niggas created every scam we got.
Was because we've been scammed.
Yeah.
We know.
Oh, they can identify a scam.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, was that really the context?
I don't think that's
what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Y'all,
that's
not what he said.
Scammed.
He was saying that we voted for him, right?
Yeah.
Like,
who?
He said that he had the black vote and blacks know scams more than anyone else.
Yeah. Yes. Because
we've been scammed.
But, he didn't say that part.
Go back. Go
he actually
said
that.
Yeah, we've been scammed. All right.
He did say the context was we've been ripped off so many times.
That makes mad sense.
I bet. Got you.
Because we can identify him.
Got you.
Nah, he ain't wrong for that.
I almost got scammed.
What happened? What they did? Signed Reg's contract.
Yeah.
I got this email the other day, and it was inviting me to audition for a role. And it was saying that F. Gary Gray, I'm sure y'all know who that is, right?
Friday.
Right, directed Fire movies, and Vin Diesel, right? It was a movie, shit was called Muscle.
Oh.
It's like, if you're interested.
They tried to get my grandma like that back in the day.
No.
But it was called The Love Muscle.
Remember that? They did. I told you that.
Called The Love Muscle.
Did
try to
really?
Take Graham Dukes down.
Tried to get my grandma back.
Yo, dead ass. Oh, this really happened. Sad as shit.
Yeah, they told her. They was like, oh, go down there. And like, there's a job for you, this and that. And they was like, you just naked modeling. It's overseas. Oh, grandma was like, get the fuck out of here. No.
After she already pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Travel mad far.
Are you?
I said it's a real story.
What? Came in, gave her a robe. Like, yeah, come on, just get undressed in there. She was like, what?
I found this out a few months ago, and I was extremely angry. They didn't give her a robe and stuff like that. They didn't get that far. But
that is absolutely crazy.
She stormed out.
Damn. Yeah. They made me sign.
Oh, they.
No, no.
Hold on.
Yeah, what?
What they did?
They made me sign an NDA.
Yeah. That's the movie Reggie's watching?
What the fuck are you talking about? No, stupid. They made me sign an NDA.
Why is the belt over there?
Remember niggas had a belt in Chicago? You was in there wilding with the belt.
What belt?
Remember the belt in the bathroom in Chicago? Say, swear to God, you don't remember that.
In the bathroom.
All I do is
somebody
wear
say,
sweatpants.
Highlander.
Nobody.
Exactly.
All I do is
exactly.
Wear,
why do you have a belt?
Which is even more reason why you shouldn't have it.
All I do is wear sweatpants.
Why do you have the belt?
None of these niggas have ever been in any room I've stayed in or any hotel. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here.
What was the belt before? What
you have? No, there's no belt.
He hangs himself like a gallow.
They're making a reference to David Carradine.
Like Ed Gein.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember Ed Gein?
So David Carradine, the nigga from Kung Fu, that's how he died. Like, he was...
Oh, wow.
It was like... Yeah. It was like Buster died, and he lost that game.
Wow.
But they're making some type of reference. One, why would you be in another man's hotel room? So, obviously, this is a joke,
this
because I don't believe this
about wasn't in the hotel.
It was at the show.
It was at the venue.
In the bathroom.
At the show in the bathroom, nigga.
At the show in the bathroom.
Yeah. On the fucking
what?
Sink.
Whose belt was that?
Yours.
No, it wasn't.
So who else was?
Wasn't that nigga?
Don't do that for my son.
But there was a lot of activities going on in that bathroom.
Sure, yeah.
And right niggas was standing outside of that door.
And someone's in there.
And I wasn't even in the room.
Yeah. What he was doing in
there? He got to use a rope, right. Got a belt to keep his shit together.
There was activities going on.
Like a potato sack.
Look.
He got the footage.
Yo.
Jesus.
Nah. I didn't even know you was recording that. Yo.
That's we're not talking about that day.
That's young you? Dro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. She didn't know what the physique was like. Yeah. She didn't know what the physique was hitting for. She said, hold on.
So.
Okay, Reg.
That shit look like chicken breast. Yo, damn, Reg. Right, you're a different nigga, man.
When we were in D.C., oh, is that the bathroom you're talking about?
Yeah,
we're in DC. No, don't move on.
It wasn't your belt. It wasn't.
Right, no. We need to keep that same energy. When you make the accusations, I need the same energy when I'm defending myself.
All right, go ahead.
So there was a guest. We don't have to get into who the guest was.
Chicago.
But that was Chicago, I guess. And there was activities that went on in the bathroom. Niggas stood outside and witnessed this. And
I need to know what kind of activity.
Yeah, like, what happened?
You're defending yourself. You shooting at somebody else.
What's happening?
Where are you?
What's happening?
So you had all the comfort in the world when it was my belt. When it was my belt, y'all niggas was mad comfortable.
I said, don't shoot at somebody. You was drunk. You know what happened, Little Rock?
Yeah. My son was smizzed. Remember, you said you was drunk.
Smizzed.
How do you feel about men saying they're tipsy?
Ooh. I don't recall saying that.
Fuck with that.
I don't recall saying
little,
that.
It's a little, I don't hear that often. Yeah. I don't recall saying that.
So when you do hear it, is that a red flag? Like, I ain't fucking with this nigga?
I don't recall saying that.
Nah?
No.
Are you still? Oh, okay.
I don't recall saying that to
in
me.
His defense.
But even if I did.
He didn't say he was tipsy. He actually said he was flustered.
I don't remember saying I was flustered either. You know what?
All right, can you let her finish the story?
Oh, I didn't even know y'all
were skin.
That I started the story.
See, I
okay, so they had me sign an NDA. They had a pitch deck for this shit and everything. Mm-hmm. They was like, okay, you got 4 days to submit your self-tape. Self-tape is when you audition for a role. Mm-hmm. They had hella roles, like 8 to 10 roles with scripts for all of them shit. So I'm like, all right, boom, fuck it, let me do it. Did it. I had you send me a line. Remember, I was like, yo, Rachel,
Yeah, that's what that was for.
Yes, I had two of my other friends send me a line.
Put the pussy in the bag. Go ahead.
Because in the scene that I was auditioning for, I wasn't speaking to another person in the room. Everything was like audio, whatever. I did the tape. I sent it in. A few days later, they emailed me like, hey, we loved your self-tape. We want you to come out to audition in L.A. I'm like, oh, shit, this is lit. This is dope. Yeah. F. Gary Gray, this is going to be fire. So they was like, do you need any travel assistance? I'm like, hell yeah. Shit, why am I about to spend $1,000 to go to L.A., get a hotel? Don't even know if I'm going to book the shit.
Word.
So they're like, okay, we give you travel assistance. There is a chance you might have a small fee to pay. I'm like, all right, bet. They send me, our travel person has looked this up. This nice hotel, hyperlinked the shit, $700. Paid in full by production.
What's your credit card number?
Hold on. Then they sent me a flight. American Airlines, EWR to LAX. They said the flight was $576. They said production was going to give me $376. They just needed me to pay $200.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I thought about it. Like, you know, let me go see what I got on my credit card. Let me see if I got some points, some miles, whatever. I didn't. I said, fuck it. Fuck the hotel. Whatever y'all was going to put on the hotel, put the whole shit on the flight. Let me know the confirmation number.
Yeah.
They was like, we only take Chime to Chime payments. Chime. Y'all heard of Chime?
No, yeah.
Red flag, like a motherfucker. Then I started looking super extra close. But I really started looking close. So the F. Gary Gray page on Instagram, the shit was based in Nigeria.
Oh,
and the username had been changed 20 times.
Yeah.
It was just all. But I'm
how
like,
you
y'all
get that information though?
Y'all
that
went username was changed. So much. They made a website and everything.
Because they caught a few
with
people.
An address.
They caught
phone.
Wild people.
But they're reaching out.
$200.
But Tiff, they're reaching out to thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, 200 each.
That's crazy.
And it's US dollars. Those are dollars too. That, you know what I'm saying?
That's
niggas
crazy.
Is in Africa, so those are dollars.
Now out there it's like dinars or some shit. Like they
200 US dollars. That shit stretch over there.
It's 20 dollars.
Hard,
that shit
man.
Stretch over there, son. Word.
And they catch 100 people.
Yeah, like nigga, that's why they did all of that.
Y'all heard about that man who emptied out his whole savings, his whole
yo,
life.
Yo, they got that nigga for like 700k or some shit.
Oh no.
Yo. Gone.
Yeah, nah,
that was a double scam. Like, low-key, that was kind of, like, I don't want to say it's smart, but it was a double scam because they hit him with a scam, and then the FBI pulls up to his door. It's like, oh, no, that's a scam.
to save you, like you gotta move your bread before they get to it.
Let me move.
And then he moves all the bread.
That's mad funny.
That shit's crazy.
And,
so
and you
like,
dressed in the FBI shit. Yeah, yeah, we gonna take care of all this for you.
That's crazy.
I went through that recently.
Yeah. What?
Double scam shit.
What? Yeah.
Somebody tried to double scam you?
Yeah.
What How? Happened?
Like maybe a week.
Almost got all the sweet potatoes.
This is the season, yo.
I was like, I ain't got nothing for you.
All the yams. Niggas just stole the yams out the crib.
My phone rang and it said Wells Fargo. Mind you, I don't even have a Wells Fargo. I bank with Credit Union. Mm. But I was driving back from dropping my daughter off. She goes to school like almost 3 hours away. So I was like, I got time. Mm-hmm. So I answered the phone and they like, yo. Somebody stole your identity. They got your Wells Fargo account. I'm like, word. What I need to do? You got to call the FBI field office in New York right now. Right? That's what they told me. This is the phone number and everything. Right? FBI is going to set up a Zoom. I said, cool. Give me all the information. I get a call. It said FBI field office.
What?
Dude called
me. The incoming call say this.
Was the first thing a text or a call?
A phone call.
So you answered, they told you this, and then the FBI calls.
Yes.
But hold on, once you answered and they said Wells Fargo, why you ain't just hang up the phone?
You don't have Wells Fargo. He like, I got time.
I had time.
You were just entertaining this shit.
Yeah.
Got you.
I wanted to see how far they would go. Yeah. So they ran the whole scam down. Yo, you've been defrauded. They didn't got your money. It's that and the third. Do you have a Wells Fargo account? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have a Wells Fargo account.
Yeah.
So then it says FBI field office.
Wow.
How they get,
I get
that?
A call? I don't know how they make the phone say that.
You could alter the call ID.
I didn't know that. So, but I answered the FBI field office. I'm talking. The guy says, I'm field officer agent such and such and such and such. I need to call you on the Zoom. We have to do this video call. It's going to be recorded and given to the courts. I was like, wow. All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
He Zoom calls me. Of course, I take a screenshot immediately.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? He holds up an FBI badge. Yeah. He has a placard on the wall that says FBI.
Yeah,
A heavy Spanish dude.
Yeah.
Right, wow. Saying, yo, I'm Mike such and such, Mike Brooks from the FBI, right? Yeah. While I'm on the phone, I'm driving everything. I Google it. There is a Mike Brooks.
Oh.
Damn.
It's a slim white dude.
Yeah.
Looks completely different. I mean, it was so good, though. The dude tells me your account has been part of a ring of fraudulent accounts. Mm. There's this Russian guy. He's on the top 10, FBI top 10, right? And you sure you don't know him? He's got your information. He's getting mortgages and everything. I Googled a Russian guy. He's really a person.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, they really did
their research. They got better now. Yeah.
It was really elaborate.
Now, if you was old as fuck, you probably really got.
Yeah.
Imagine your grandmother getting called.
I mean, how did it stop?
My grandmother almost got
He asked me for, he said, because we were on Zoom, he said, I need you to hold up your ID.
Oh,
right?
No.
I want to take a picture because it's for the court.
Yeah.
And, like, he was asking for all this information. Hold this up. And
so how'd you get out? What'd you say?
First of all, I took my license out.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it backwards. He said, no, I need the front of the license.
But they can scan it back.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting there, so I got my hand over the...
Yeah, yeah.
Some the barcode. I need the front of the license, and I need your credit card. We got to scan the card.
Oh, hell
like,
no.
Like, he wanted pictures of
the
all this stuff.
Card.
That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So at some point, when I was just like, nah, he just hung up.
That's not that sophisticated. The gold bar shit, they've been clearing out people's life savings. They're going to hit older people. The people they've been hitting are like, they're getting them for like $500,000, $700,000, $600,000. And it's untraceable because they have you purchase gold and silver bars. And then they're like, yo, the only way we can protect your money while we're figuring this out is if you convert your money into gold bars and this and that or Bitcoin or whatever it is. And then once the money is transferred, they're like, all right, we're going to hold on to this for you while we figure out the investigation. And then, like, your kids pull up the next day and you're like, yo, the FBI saved me. And they're like, yo, wait, hold on a second.
You ain't seen a new shit? When they text you, niggas text my real name, yo, Kyrie, we still going golf tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm like, I thought it was Brad playing. Because Brad only nigga I know that golf. I'm like, what? Nigga, I don't even reply. It says, are you still trying to go golf tomorrow? And I made like some type of roast spinach or whatever type of shit dip. And I'm like, nigga, what if this shit, like, what if this person you texting, first of all, that's my real name. So I'm like, that's ill, but that's easy to find, right? Yeah. What if this person's name ain't that, though? What if this is my old number and this is someone new's number and it's just that easy you fucked up the scam that fast?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, do some more research.
But that's not the scam, though.
My thing, that's the scam. Nigga, even saying anything to the people is a scam.
No, I'm saying they're texting you hoping that you're a lonely nigga that just want to have conversations.
Yeah, who that lonely?
Bro, it happens. They text you like, oh, this is such and such.
They text me, hey, this is Jessica. I got your number from such and such and such and such. Do you still do content creation or some shit like
that? Nah, I don't.
And I'm like, if I don't have the number in my phone, it's either two things. I pick up the phone, I hit mute, and I don't say shit.
Yeah.
I just wait for whatever happens.
I just don't reply.
Yeah, but yeah, why? I just don't reply. I just delete it.
Just because maybe it's a number. Maybe it's a number that I don't have yet.
Yeah.
And
it ain't.
I'm not hiding from nobody. I don't owe nobody nothing. So
yeah, but it's just you don't want to be bothered.
Then I know I can block it faster. Yeah, I don't have to just wait for the number. They call. They don't leave a voicemail. They don't send a text message. They don't send an email.
There's copy it. Put it in and Cash App.
I've done that shit.
Copy it. Put it in Cash App. If it don't pull up, it's not a real number. That's the real number in Cash App. You can't fake it.
The new shit is
that's valid.
Now they come to us.
That's
iMessages.
Actually valid.
What?
Before it was only SMS, iMessage like a green text.
Yeah.
Now they come to us. iMessage.
Yeah, but save it, put it in your Cash App, like you're about to send money to it.
And some people just
don't have Cash App.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, if it's something like that where you actually believe this is a fucking number that you need.
Oh, shit.
Then it ain't a real person. Good. Oh, no, that's crazy.
Wow.
And see the Zoom, it's the FBI filing system. And
nigga, what?
Is that green screen behind him? Or you think?
They probably got an actual setup.
He got a set.
No, they got you, Amar. I'm sure.
Amar's definitely a Jabba Loon.
Yeah.
They got you. Oh, yeah, but he gets the credit card? Don't worry.
He got the tie on, the corduroy
he
jacket.
Got
he's doing too much to show he worked for the FBI, though. Like, you doing way too much.
Why you wear your badge
big
right
ass
here?
Big-ass letters.
You see how the badge up?
How many badges
do you need? That looks like a tie, son.
What about that?
You got the hat to show.
That hat say FBI too?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I don't think the FBI is doing all that.
Queen. Yeah, that's OD.
Yeah, that is him.
That's dude King
Lee Ramini's wife, her husband.
Yeah.
What's my son? Kevin James.
Yeah, that's Kevin James for sure.
But they do this thing where it's like they'll text and if you're like.
That shit is crazy.
If you're like, oh yeah, you have the wrong number, they'll be like, oh well, who is it then?
Yeah.
And then they try to start a conversation,
yeah,
and they get mad niggas like that.
You're really a weird nigga to reply to somebody.
There's niggas that are they're counting on finding people that are lonely
like that.
And just want to have a conversation.
Block, delete. It's gone.
I was lonely that day.
Jesus,
nigga, put some Rand on.
Y'all ever seen a movie called Rent-A-Pal?
Nah.
Yo, that shit weird as fuck. Y'all should watch that shit.
That's not the new one with Brandon.
Nah, it's from 2020.
Oh, why?
Nah, I haven't seen that.
It's like, that. Oh, my God. That movie is crazy.
Psychological thriller.
Y'all should watch that when y'all get a chance, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And write me an essay about it.
Do you want to be my friend?
I'll look it up.
But Brandon Fraser.
Yo, but that's a business people are pitching now, though. Brandon Powell? That's a real thing people are doing. And I know it sounds crazy. They're doing cuddling
George
services now.
But cuddling services been out for like 10 years.
Yeah, bitches.
That's crazy, though.
But the dude's going to try to beat, though.
But they don't hire.
No. It's not even that.
Hold on. Cuddling is just cuddling?
Yeah, just cuddling.
Hell no. I thought that was escort.
No.
Yeah, word.
No.
It's
people are being paid. People are paying people to go out to dinner with them.
No.
People are paying people to cuddle with them.
I would do that. How do you sign up?
They are fucking
fucking. No, they're not
just,
fucking.
My nigga, right. That's just the way it's marketed. You can't say you get to bust a nut too. They can't add that.
Yeah. No. Well,
even like
I'm not talking about. Bro, I'm not talking about. Bro, I'm not talking about escorting, though. I'm talking about people.
That's what it is, though, right?
That's what this is.
I understand, but that's a separate thing. What I'm saying is there are people who are paying people to go out on walks with them. There are people who are paying people to go to dinner.
It's true.
A lot of people are fucking. I'm not arguing that. But what I'm saying, there are people that are genuinely just lonely as fuck and just want to have somebody around.
For some sexual.
Yeah, I don't think they just take walks long.
No. Or they starting with that. They might leave with the cuddling, and then in the next encounters, they might say, well,
we
take our clothes off this time.
We don't get to see you again if you didn't. How much for some sex?
Yeah. I'm talking to a room of people who don't have to figure that out. So you guys can't relate because if any thing we try to avoid people. There are people who go out of their way to find contact with other human beings.
Yeah, but it's for
because
sexual.
They don't have not it's not just for sex.
It's el sexo.
Yeah, and like
el
like Reg, I don't understand.
It's el sexo.
You can find contact with other human beings and so many other things.
Go to the store and talk to the cashier.
Yeah, for real.
And ask her how much for some sex. What I'm saying is it
nigga,
all ends in sex.
There's a nigga right now getting ready to blow up a building because he hasn't beat. And hasn't been able to have a conversation
with a
woman.
You have to go to the diner.
Or sex with a doll.
Go to the diner. You know what's real?
The little
wild.
Latex piece?
Yeah, she's wild.
They have that.
Now, he's sick of that, though. It only made him more enraged.
Damn.
You know what's crazy? For one of these niggas that's having that type of trouble, go to the supermarket and pay for her whole shit. That's it.
That'll mean you get in a bun.
She's going to take her groceries home and cook dinner for the nigga she's actually fucking.
You'll fuck in the whip.
right there.
If I gotta ask though, if you start dating a nigga, you find in his closet the doll or the torso. What did you?
She's good with that. She just said it.
What are you doing after
she
that?
She said she's straight.
Bring when you that see the torso.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I don't know. I would have to really think about it.
Like, and it's what? Like it, that shit is used, yo, obviously, so weird, well man. Used and run down.
That's what's keeping you out of the movies. You're supposed to be on a show or something. This weird ass mind you got.
I'm saying, but what if he just likes to try different stuff?
Fuck no, I got away from niggas
but
like that.
He was single. What if he was single for a long
but
time?
But Tiff, what I'm saying is,
out here.
It's not like
you can't trust a nigga with no joints. Absolutely none.
Yeah,
there's something going
that's
on.
Not true. That's not true. That's
no, a nigga with no joints, you can't trust him.
That's not true.
No, niggas stink a little bit, be ugly, and still got joints.
He has to use a doll. Like,
I think we should let somebody join. He brings out the doll for the threesome.
But he just has to use the doll joint. Like, because maybe she'll
if you have a sex addiction and you can't find a woman, or you can't find $40.
What if he had a woman and she tired? Like, you doing too much.
And that's not the woman for you.
Yeah.
It is a double standard, though, Tiff, because we obviously accept women who got toys and
a trunk load of them shits.
Yeah.
So why y'all can't have a toy?
Because it's weird.
What?
Because it's very strange. Stop it.
Why you don't want to have no happiness or joy or pleasure?
I like happiness. It's but weird. I mean, that comes from other things, not from fucking inanimate objects.
A nigga's fucking it, a torso with no arms and no legs? Yo. You're a psychopath.
Hold on, but I'm going to keep it 100. Oh, you said a woman?
No, I said nigga doing it.
Oh, yeah, no, no, no. Because I was about to say the new porn when Shorty's messing with the dude, like the little guy.
The half nigga?
That should be lit a little bit. I'm going to keep it 100. I fuck with that.
Wait, what is it?
It's like a nigga.
It's a torso.
With It's just like he got abs and shit, and then the piece pulls, and she just rides the piece.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing.
Fire. That be fire, because you don't got to look. It's not a nigga on there, so it's better. You know what I'm saying? You can watch every, you know what I mean? But word.
It's still his part.
No. You can watch it from, it's not the same as, like, joints slapping up against Shorty's pussy. It's just like, that's why I'd rather watch. You ever see when the girls do the
scissoring. Fire. It don't sound like that. That sounds dry as fuck. Scissor.
Yeah. I actually found some shit that sound like that. What? These two construction worker white bitches.
That's crazy.
And she is rough as a fuck.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But I ain't gonna lie, it's
what
entertaining,
kind of
though.
Porn you be watching?
She walk in the room, she grab the bitch, just throw on the floor, and just be wild on her face.
She look like an eraser back, man.
Riveting. She hold her face there and be rubbing the pussy on it. And I'm like, this is interesting
I've
stuff.
Seen those kind of videos, yeah, but it seemed like the man be about to die. Like,
it's two women.
Or
into that, though.
I've seen videos where it's like they pulling a person's hair, like,
yeah, yeah.
Pain or something.
Nah, like, ain't no pain to it.
No, but it looked like the person be not shit. Enjoying it, like they struggling.
Oh, shit. Nah, that's...
Yeah, that's sad.
Snuff. You watching snuff
like
films.
The deep, dark ass.
I thought she was about to say pulling him by the box. Like, yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
God damn, that's crazy. That's snuff films.
Like, what?
Nah.
This shit must be looking crazy.
There's a lot of lonely people out here.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's a lot of lonely people. Niggas is into all that weird shit because there's no one out there who's like, okay, there's a woman available for me to go sleep with, but let me go fuck with this torso. Mm. And if you are, you're a psychopath.
Crazy.
I think they just gotta like do it all the time.
So, any of y'all participate in Spotify Rap that gives you your music review?
Yo, they stole that.
I don't use Spotify.
From a black woman. That's a different. From an intern. Talk about that on Patreon. But I brought it up for this reason. Pornhub now does a Pornhub Hub Rap at the end of the year.
Fire.
And they show all of the statistics for the year. Not that you watch, just statistics for the year, what
like
categories have been, all of that.
BBW number one, for sure.
Nowhere near.
Huh?
Nowhere near.
What?
2025, MILF was one of the highest categories.
Oh,
they said
yeah,
they saw
I mean,
like a 300% spike in MILF.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, they saw a huge spike in LGBTQ plus content.
Because lesbian like porn is elite. I get it.
Yeah, but gay porn too.
I don't know nothing about that, but yeah. I doubt you do either. I doubt you do. You just repping for your squad.
I'll be watching everything.
Niggas?
I'll be watching.
That's.
Oh,
it's been real, y'all. What
kind of shit is that? What the fuck are you saying?
Thank Tiff for pulling up.
What you put on her drink?
What
you put on her fucking water, man?
I'll be watching everything.
I'll be watching everything.
Everything.
What type of shit is that?
I'm not responsible for that.
Turn this shit off.
I do be watching everything.
Why?
That's crazy.
Because it's fun.
What's fun about niggas on
that? You can learn about different stuff.
Ain't nothing to learn.
Who's gonna be watching that?
That's what I just said.
But you wouldn't be interested in a nigga that's like,
nah.
You still not letting him take it down, so why are you watching that?
It's certain stuff I like to watch.
Nah. We can move along.
Violence.
Yeah, that's violence.
Don't forget the 20th.
Violence. December 20th, if Tiff ain't going to be there this nasty shit, don't worry about it. We'll be all right. It's all safe to pull up. You heard?
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.